Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on with Miss Ange from the Diva Squad, and I want to give a shout-out to my co-divas, Rachel and T, who will not be on the line with us tonight. They're out traveling and doing whatever to go spend time with their families. Before I get started, I just like to say a few things that our line is everybody's entitled to their opinions on topics that we do have. We try not to have profanity on the line. You know, sometimes things slip, but, you know, we try not to have profanity because we do have listeners that are younger, you know, that are younger than 18, but we do try to promote an adult audience. So, again, I would like to welcome my callers and listeners to the Diva Squad, and along with Angie Ange. I'd like to give a shout out to Rich and Lavina, our CEO and executives of the show. And this is a special show this week simply because I'm hosting by myself, number one. Number two, it's Thanksgiving. And tonight we're going to be discussing the importance of Thanksgiving to people and what it actually means to you. So for our internet listeners, If you're on the net listening, call in. I would like to hear, you know, different stories. Even if you have a recipe you'd like to share with people, you know, call in. The number is 646-200-3838. I would like to just say happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there in the cyberland and online or whatever. Say happy Thanksgiving. And I hope that it's all that everybody is intended for it to be. Now, for myself, I believe Thanksgiving is all about caring and sharing, whether it's with your own family, which is important, which my family is very important to me, and it is all about spending time with them, and also reaching out to those who don't have anybody to share it with. Holidays can be as solemn for people as well as joyous. You know, you have people that have lost loved ones this time of year or whatever, and it's hard for them to get in the spirit of the holiday tradition and everything when you're grieving. You know, so, you know, people don't see things the same as everybody else who's actually enjoying themselves at that time, you know. People grieve in different ways and stuff like that. So a lot of times they'll see, you know, they'll just have that holiday as like, oh, I'm not getting into that because I just lost somebody. They don't have it in here. So, you know, if there's somebody out there that you can, like, give a hug to or any kind of encouraging words or something that you know are grieving this time of year, just do so. You know, just, you know, take a little minute or something just to say, okay, you know, how you feeling or whatever. You know, you have to ask a person how you feel. How they feel. You can't assume that they feel a certain type of way because they look a certain type of way. So, you know, just ask them. You know, there's plenty of people. I like to give a shout-out to all the charities out there. And if anybody that's on the line that's actually listening and in your area, you know, of in your area that are open, you know, to feed people that are in need or that have baskets, you know, last minute things, I would like if you can just get on the line to, you know, press that one and give us the information. And now at this time, I am going to open the lines up for anybody that wants to get on the line and give a shout out to anybody, you know, and to say to them exactly what they're thankful for. We're going to open the lines up. So if for those who are, you know, who are not shy, get on here and kick it with me. You know, I don't bite, and I think I have pretty good conversation. If you hear otherwise, just let me know. You know, I'd like to give birthday shout outs. There's a lot of people that have birthdays today, you know, that I know or whatever. Shout out. I think this is Sagittarius season. I'm not exactly sure about that. The only one I'm really sure of is Cancer, because that's what I am, stands up. a shout out, you know. But for me, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my family first and foremost. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I'm thankful for the respect that I receive from my children on a daily basis, you know, because there's a lot of parents out there that are struggling with their children, you know, that are actually going, either somebody could be burying their child this week, or they can be going to prisons or whatever, visiting them on holidays or whatever. I thank God that I'm not in that position, that I'm able to actually fellowship with my children during the holidays and stuff like that. And they respect me. My children respect me to the utmost. And I'm really thankful for that, you know. I'm thankful my mom, I'm ultimately thankful for her because she's taught me so much that I'm actually able to share that with my children. And, you know, she's done a wonderful job, and I'm just grateful for that. So right now, at this moment, we're going to go to a song. We're gonna play Mary J. Real Love right now. if you guys just hold the line. We're seeing the lines are actually lit up right now, and we're going to give everybody an opportunity to come on. You got to press that one and so you can come on the line and kick it with Miss Ange and the Diva Squad.
Yes, indeed, once again, for those who don't know, it's the sounds of the youngest DJ in charge, Ron G. I want to say what's up to Mary, and it's that Uptown Classic. Give it to him. Take him uptown to the full of jam. 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 We
Listen, we can never go wrong with Mary J. Anybody that knows me know where I'm from, know I'm a Mary J. fan. You know what I'm saying? Back when I was 17, 18 years old, 19, when she first came out, she was popping. That's all I would play, 411 album and reggae. That was it. Can't go wrong with Mary, though. But at this time, our lines are open. Again, for our internet listeners, the number is 646-238-3838. And press 1 to get on live. Today, we're speaking on what Thanksgiving means to you, the importance of Thanksgiving to you. And right now, we're going to bring on our first caller, which is Mike. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Hello.
Yes, yes. Happy holidays to you, Mike.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks for calling in. You're on with the Diva Squad. I don't know if I could call it a squad tonight because I'm rolling solo. My fellow Divas is out doing the family thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at them. Shout out to Rachel and T. I miss y'all this week. I'll catch y'all next week, same time. So, Mike, tonight we're just discussing the importance of Thanksgiving, you know, holidays period to people, you know. If you got something you'd like to share, if it's a recipe, a story, or anything, now's your time. I'm going to let you have the floor.
I would give out the recipe, but, you know, I don't know. Some people.
That's like pulling teeth. People don't be wanting to give up the recipe. Like, nah, I can't share that. That's a family recipe.
That's
a family secret. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I can't do the recipe. I can't, you know. Probably have family members coming at me, beating me in the head with baseball bats.
Like, I can't believe you was on the radio, done told all the business. Yeah, listen, some people die with their recipes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like my aunt, may she rest in peace. She made the best potato salad. It's like we don't even know what she's putting it in there, but she made the best potato salad. Shout out, you know, rest in peace to my aunt Darlene, you know what I'm saying? But I know one thing, my brother puts it down. When it comes to sweet potato pies, people almost fight over it. They almost be fighting over them pies.
The only thing about I want to say about Thanksgiving really is my family, as long as they don't start arguing over a drink, you know, Thanksgiving comes.
I feel you, my dude.
When that Thanksgiving comes and that New Year's, see, Christmas, anybody know, most likely stay at home or whatever the case, but Thanksgiving, everybody get together, everybody bring in a plate. You know, everybody still cook at their house, but you go to one person's house and,
right,
you know, start drinking and the football game is on. And
right. Everybody just laugh.
You know, yeah, they play spades and, you know,
yeah,
exactly. You know, everything good at the beginning. But when it gets near that end, oh, where my drink at? Oh, no, you reneged. And, you know, it's like, oh, Lord, what's going on?
I saw you. I saw that card. You hold up. You just cut that.
And that's what.
Not like a good old game of spades and a few drinks on Thanksgiving. It's nothing, nothing like it. You know. For those who don't know how to play, I suggest y'all learn. You know what I'm saying? My daughter, she's 20 years old. She never knew how to play. I had to teach her and her boyfriend how to play spades. Cause, listen, you're missing out on the enjoyment right there. This is where the excitement at the spade table. You know what I'm saying? And back in the day, my mom, they played Big Whist. You know what I'm saying? They played Big Whist. Us younger generation played the spades. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. Trash talking. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, you got to do the trash talk.
A
game ain't good unless you do the trash talk.
Listen, we already know that goes along with the territory. You know what I'm saying? And see, this is the thing about Thanksgiving. How, you know, you don't really see your family members much. Everybody is just so busy during the year, and you know what I'm saying. And
mm-hmm.
I think this holiday, out of almost all the other ones, is the most family involved. You know what I'm saying? Because
exactly.
I mean, you have 4th of July, you know, parties and stuff like that, and Memorial Day, all of that stuff. But there's a lot of other things going on where you're like, oh, now I'm going to this. But when it comes to Thanksgiving, it's, listen, especially too, everybody's mom is the best cook. You understand what I'm saying? Like, oh, my mom make the best mac and cheese. My mom make the best stuffing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing like getting that down home cooking from your family. You know what I'm saying? So with Thanksgiving, that just, you know, brings it out. They bring you do that extra cooking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You sit around and you wait on that. You know what I'm saying? That's what you wait for. So
yeah.
But or like I said, also Thanksgiving can be really solemn. You have like this man at my job today when I was leaving my job. So, you know, we discussing cooking turkeys and all kinds of stuff. And he was saying, I was like, well, are you, who's cooking? He was like, I live alone, so I have to cook. You know what I'm saying? And my first instinct was to feel really bad for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a time to really be alone, but people do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People really do. I guess you get accustomed to it after a while. You're like, oh, I'm used to this. Every year I'm there. I live alone. I'm by myself, whatever. I have no kids at home, whatever the case may be. But you do have people that are actually alone, and I feel bad. You know what I'm saying? I really carry that when people tell me that. Like, God, how could you do this by yourself? Knowing the family that I have, even though you got some family members that you want to lock the door when you see them coming, or you got to hide your pocketbook or something.
But you know what?
See them coming.
And it's hard. Yeah.
It's hard
to invite people. You know, it's hard to invite people because I read on the news one homeless lady, she invited two guys in her house.
Uh-huh.
They was homeless, and they killed her daughter. But I mean, it's a lot of stories to that. It's a lot of...
Yeah.
It's a lot of missing from that story. You know, so it's hard to, you know, when you see a person, even if you know a person for so long, sometimes you just can't trust everybody to come in your house.
Nowadays, you really can't. You don't know who to trust as much as you would like to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what people's mind frames are. But like I said, that's why, you know, there's a lot of soup kitchens and stuff like that are open. And I wanted anybody that's listening on the line, if they know of anywhere in their area that's doing that, to feed out the information. Even if you put it in the forum, and we have the forum up on Facebook, GQ Palace Live or GQ Palace Radio. And you could just put the information there for those, you know, people that don't have, you know.
And I think it's a lot going on, too.
Yeah.
For people that's, you know, homeless, you know, it's a couple of, because they said a couple of them, and I can't recall them.
Yeah, me neither.
I know
in New York they have a few.
They have
a few places, and that's like this place called Lighthouse Mission is a place that gives out. They was giving out all kind of turkeys and all kinds of stuff yesterday to, you know, the families. I also seen, you know, Michael Vick. He had something going on where he gave out lots and lots of turkeys. Steve Harvey gave out, his foundation gave out turkeys, and you know. I also want to give a shout out to my church. My church actually gave me a Thanksgiving basket too. You know, shout out to the Journey. They're very good Christian people. You know, you don't really get that a lot nowadays. You have so many people that are into the religion and the law till they forget how to be Christians, and that's totally not them. Not to say they're perfect people, because everybody has fallen short of the glory, but you know. They're good people, and they're good to me. You know, they're good to me and my children. And
that's a
you know,
good
I'm just,
thing.
I'm thankful for them on today as well. So, you know, that's important when you do have a church home where you can go if you're in need of something. Even if you're not in need, they still have had enough in their heart to think of you when, you know,
exactly.
when the need came up. So,
and that's
right now we
thing,
have
too.
Another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hi, everybody.
Hi. And who am I speaking
Hello.
To?
This is Kia. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Kia. Happy Thanksgiving, doll. How are you?
I'm well. Blessed. Can't complain.
I know that's right, girlfriend. You know, today we're discussing Thanksgiving and, you know, the importance of it to you. And if you want to give a shout-out to people, anybody, you want to give out recipes or something like that, you feel free. it's all about giving.
The recipe part, I don't know. My mother's not going to give me a recipe. She said, and she ain't never seen me cook nothing, I don't need a recipe. So that's another story with my family. That's the joke of our family right now.
I hear that.
Seven people don't give up recipes, so.
That's right. Do you do any cooking yourself?
I don't do not one drop of cooking, Angie. I'm going to tell you no lie. I don't do not one drop of cooking.
What do you mean you don't do no
cooking?
No,
I'm not even baking a cake of nothing, Kia.
I have been truly blessed with a Southern mother, a true Southern mother. And I, you know what? And yes, some of them, I know how to cook something and know how to make something if I have to. But no, I'm not cooking.
That is too funny, Kia.
I'm telling you, I don't cook. And I'm not ashamed to say, I do not cook. And I don't need to cook.
A lot of people don't know how to cook, but let me tell you something.
I know how to cook, but I just don't have to cook.
You just don't. Yeah. That's one of your simple moments today.
Right. And if my mother's going to tell me, well, Kia, go in there and buy the rest of those chicken, of course I'm going to look at her like she's crazy, but yes, I'm going to go do it. But
let me ask you something. Have you ever eaten fried turkey?
No.
Fried turkey is, let me tell you something, very good, very good. It's so juicy.
I don't think they find any. They're not even fine. No, don't get me wrong. I don't kill almost 7 pound bag potatoes yesterday. And, you know, I'm not even nowhere near home. I am going to wait like 2 hours before I even pull up to go home because I don't feel like hearing all these orders right now, you know.
They're going to put you to work when you... But listen, when it comes to Thanksgiving, cooking goes on all night. So
it goes on to the wee morning of the morning.
That goes on all night long. So today you might be woken up out of your sleep and say, listen,
you can't even go talk on the phone or go do something. You can't even go, blow your ear or something, you know, do anything, you know. My family... I swear, I'm thinking about the bipolar thing that's going to be in tomorrow, and, you know, you try to get, you know, it's just...
So what was your most memorable Thanksgiving moment that you can think of?
What's my most memorable moment? We in Carolina, and my cousin comes down there with her new husband.
Okay.
Now, we in Carolina. If she ain't pull up there, he ain't pull up that road and pull all those pigs up here in the pig pen and gonna come in and ask, do we have some turkey or some whatever? Everybody's gonna look down. We look like we have turkey. You know, like turkey or beef, something. We don't eat beef. So she coming in because he doesn't eat pork. And we all
over
there.
He don't eat pork.
We don't know when he's going to eat today.
I can't wait to get me a nice piece of glazed ham tomorrow. You kidding? Don't judge me. But we're going to hold that thought. We have enough.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Well, I'm here.
You can hear me? I don't know. I'm getting a bad reception.
Maybe you need to drop that iPhone 7.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening.
And listen, happy holy days to you guys. Happy holy days. You know?
Thank you.
I heard someone mention some cooking, and that's like, huh?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah,
I heard someone mention some cooking, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Well, one female, she don't cook at all.
It's just that I don't have to cook. I'm telling you, they all cooking. All the Southern aunts are here, so they're cooking. What's the need for me to be in the kitchen and cook?
And see, that's what it's really all about, too, anyway. Seeing all the elders get together, you know what I'm saying, go lay it down in the kitchen.
Right.
Stuff that you know you can't do, No, you can't cook. I mean, because there's a few. I know how to cook too. You know what I'm saying? But it's a few things that I can't cook. That just
exactly. I mean, I do what I need to be doing. I shed some peas, but I know what I need to be doing. But no, I'm not going to get in there and clean this and clean. You know, I'm going to clean the little potato like I was told to do. I'm going to cut up that cheese like I was told to do. And then now I'm like, you know, my mother's out calling me 4 or 5 times trying to figure out what time I'm getting there. You know, but I'm just thankful my granddaddy arrived here safe yesterday. And we didn't think he was going to come, but, you know, he doesn't like the city.
Is Dave on the line? Dave, are you
here? Listen, on that note, let me just say this. I am glad that my mother said to me when I was about 10 years old, she said, son, whatever you do, make sure you know how to clean, make sure you know how to cook, and make sure you get yourself a trade. Because if you go out there, you don't have to depend on no one that has more breasts than you. You see, that's what she told me.
Mm.
And I listened to her, and I did exactly that. So this is when I just seasoned the chicken. First, let me tell you what I did. I had it thawed out. I got my lime. I got my salt, my vinegar, and I cleaned the chicken thoroughly. Get all those contaminants off that chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went ahead and I washed it off, and then you got to dry it. You got to dry the chicken because you don't want all that water and stuff in there. Right? Then I went ahead and I took a little, like a spoonful of sugar, and you put it inside the hot oil. And it said, shh. And then when you get that, you get the curry. You know curry, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get the curry. You put the curry in the pot, and you let it simmer. It starts to turn a little black. Then you get the chicken, and you throw it in the pot. Right?
Wow.
And then you get all that, Caribbean flavor coming up all in your nose, all your hair,
You put sugar in the oil?
A teaspoon of sugar. What it does, it caramels. The sugar caramels. It caramels in the oil. And it gives it a fantastic flavor at the end when everything is done. So right now I have all the tomatoes, the potatoes, the chicken. I have the onions. I have everything just chewing up right now. That's going to be for the people at church tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Now, before that, I went and I bought some macaroni, and I bought some Sazon seasoning and some eggs and stuff like that. And I went ahead and I made me some, what you call this, like a batter. And I mix it in with the macaroni and the cheese. I just baked it. I might take some pictures and show you guys, but I don't want y'all licking your fingers and your eyebrows.
Listen,
and stuff like that.
That's all right. Put that up there.
Put the recipe too.
You gonna put if you put the picture up there, you gotta have the recipe along with it. No half stepping, James.
Listen, I'm not going to give you everything, but I tell you what, when you see it, it's better than those pictures they put up at McDonald's with those fake lettuce and tomatoes and stuff. This is real. From home scratch. This is good stuff.
Wow, that sounds delicious. And I love curry, too. I love curry chicken.
You know, curry is an aphrodisiac, right?
Is it? No wonder I was acting up. I made curry last week.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. But listen, Google it online. Listen, curry is an aphrodisiac.
Wow.
Had
no idea.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you learn something new every day.
I had to cut it out because I tell you what, man, it's hard going to hang the clothes out on the line, and all you have to do is just drop it in front of you. You see what I'm saying?
You can't eat curry before you hang the clothes out. You know? Oh, my God. You got to wait till the clothes dry, fold it, and put it in the drawer before you eat some curry chicken. Oh, my God.
What was today's topic?
Huh?
Uh-huh. What was today's topic?
We didn't have a topic today.
Okay.
Today, we were just giving people a chance
to
say
what the topic is for you.
Cooking lessons. I know how to cook.
You're on the line with Mike right now, Kia. You know how Mike is.
I just don't have to cook.
If you was mine, you'd be in the kitchen with an apron on me.
Whatever. My aunt from Miami is here. My aunt from Chicago is here. And my aunt from Mississippi is here. And they are in the kitchen cooking with my mother.
Oh, you got cookies from all over the map in the building.
Not half of Mississippi and the one from Jersey know how to bake. I'm already looking at the dessert sitting up on the mantle. I'm already basting in it.
All right, listen. I'm gonna tell you how to do perfect rice. Y'all ready for this?
Okay, break it down, homeboy.
Break it on listen. Down.
Perfect rice. Here's how you do it. You put 2 cups of water for 1 cup of rice. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now here's the trick. Get a foil paper, and once the pot starts to boil, you put the foil paper over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the cover on top of the foil paper.
Okay? You said toilet paper? What you say?
Foil.
Foil paper.
Foil.
Oh,
yeah, foil paper.
He said foil. He said that. You know what, right? He said, it did sound like he said toilet paper, but he said foil
oh,
paper.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
That was disintegrate. You'd be eating rice and paper.
Yeah. And then, listen, you just let it sit, and within about a half an hour or so, you come back. You're going to see all the water evaporate. You're going to see the rice all the way to the top. And here's the trick. When you eat that rice, it like melts in your mouth.
Nice and fluffy, huh?
Fluffy and awesome. It's not like all over the... You put
gravy
on it.
I'm going to try that, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try it.
I'm telling you.
See what's going on.
But I heard you said something. What's my most memorable moment about Thanksgiving?
Yes, what's your most memorable Thanksgiving?
Are there any kids listening right now?
No.
Okay, I had an uncle that actually was stuffing the turkey after it was stuffed and cooked.
Okay.
We walked in and saw him actually stuffing the turkey a second time.
Yes.
So I'm trying to think. Maybe that's where the guys got wearing their pants under their butt. Maybe that's what they came from, because that's where his pants was.
Shut the front door.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? That's crazy. Oh my gosh. That just made me not want to eat turkey.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna bust some turkey down, but I'm just trying to get the visual out of my head, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get that visual out of my head.
You get that visual out your head once the turkey's on the table.
Yeah. Oh my God. But can you imagine seeing somebody get it in with a turkey? Like, you know. So we're gonna save that for another show, Strange Fetishes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're gonna save that. Because you know what's funny? Because I was just looking on
Welcome
Facebook.
To Blog Talk Radio. Oh. If you desire to speak to the host.
Somebody called in, huh? I was looking on Facebook and somebody had a video up of they was twerking the turkey. The turkey was twerking. You couldn't see them moving it, but you saw the turkey. It says this is what happens when you put jerk chicken on a turkey. Jerk seasoning on the turkey. And they had the turkey dancing. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question. Because you know Martin is on, right? And I'm speaking at Martin. What would you actually tell a family member who cooked the turkey that ain't done on the inside?
What would you tell them to do?
Like, how do you get through that? Have you ever experienced anything like that?
You got to put that bird back in.
Yeah,
you got that happened to us. Listen, right? That happened one Thanksgiving. We was over at my uncle's house, right? So his wife was she had just got this convection oven or whatever. It's like a microwave convection oven and all that stuff. So she was into cooking everything in there. She put the turkey in there, and here she thought her turkey was going to come out all juicy and rotisserie-like and all that. That thing was just as bloody. So we were like, listen. All right, we know we could use the convection oven for some things, but you got to put that turkey in the oven, in the real oven. You know what I'm saying? Leave that alone. I'll eat ham. Don't worry about it. I eat the ham, boo-boo. So,
what about
a family
member that can't cook?
Oh, God. She was one of them. She was one of them. She couldn't cook. I have an aunt, too, that, you know, it's not the best cook either. One time, right? She had made some beans, she had made some baked beans, right? And, you know, we baked bean freaks, my family. So my brother got his plate loaded with rice and, you know what I'm saying, the baked beans and everything. He went to eat that thing. The baked beans taste like straight-up nutmeg. Oh, man, you couldn't even taste the bean. It was so much nutmeg in there. It was like, wow. And her own kids, you know, your own kids love your cooking. They used to your cooking. So her kids thought they was the bomb. Like, they were the only ones that actually ate them. They was the only one that actually ate them beans. It's like, God, you know how you get your mouth watering for something, and you know what I'm saying? You look, and then you can taste it, and it's like, oh, you just turned my stomach. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You taste. It's crazy. That's why you got to have a backup meal. You got to have that backup meal. You know what I'm saying?
That baked bean. My cousin Zeta was supposed to make some meatloaf. And then meatloaf turned into, like, big hamburger.
Like a big hamburger?
Yeah. And she just got married in September. We were over at the house, like, Lindy, like, 2 months later, she's going to cook. That's what I'm telling right now. This is going to be, because she just made, we were like, what? Look at the meatloaf. Oh. We're going to have hamburgers.
You hear she done changed the meal to hamburgers.
Yes.
I just got to cook some french fries real quick.
Let me tell you, my aunt told her, and I got, let me tell you something, you got to have 6 years to be around. My aunt told her, first of all, you need to sit down, and you should have been learning how to cook when you got married. So you have to go on this stuff out, you know. That's exactly why we don't get the family recipe, because we don't know how to cook.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't cook and talk on the phone. You know, just going on preaching about whatever. You know, somebody won't go hear what they got to say. But, you know, they fight. But it turned out to be meat hamburger. It must be meatloaf.
That's crazy. All it must have been was the hamburger and maybe
don't know
something.
What she did. I don't know what she did. And I wasn't even complaining. I'm just like, that's probably why. I'm like, what was I eating?
Nope.
And you talk about that.
It's family members that do that, because my aunt one day, everybody knows she can't cook. I got to talk low, because family members is in the crib, but everybody knows she can't cook.
Yeah, don't be wanting to eat that stuff. Like, nah, I don't have a taste of that right now. You try to come up with some kind of excuse.
And you know, they bring plates, and she put some collard greens, and it was like grass or something. It tastes all nasty, and you know, and everybody, you know, and you put it on a plate, and everybody started dumping it in the garbage on a sneak tip, because she's one of the biggest, you know, you got that aunt that don't play, the serious aunt, you know, you got
real mean.
The aunt that don't play, so if she see you throwing away her food, this is a problem, so everybody got to sneak the food, the collard greens in the garbage, I was like, oh my God.
Feed it to the dog.
I wasn't here. I was away. I didn't come home for this interview because I was away at college. I went to South Carolina. My uncle's wife, it's her first time cooking and everything. Do you know she used paper? She used paper products on the cup, and she put everybody's name on their cup. You know, to this day, they talk about this so bad because my other aunt said something. She was like, first of all, when we come in, she put their name on their cup. I still die laughing when they talk about it. And especially my aunt had something to drink. She started talking about it. And we start laughing because I missed the whole argument. They were like, are you kidding? At Thanksgiving, you put our name on the cup?
Wow.
I was like, oh my God, you missed it. She said, my aunt Mamie, I don't care what she said, my aunt Mamie did this. My uncle's wife.
You know what's funny? Because you'd be like, God, I wish I had the camera rolling when this stuff was going on.
In a way, they said my Aunt Lou went off. She was like, this doesn't make any damn sense. You've got people's name on the cup. You should be able to have cup lines up. They said she was going in. I was like, man, they were like, oh, my God, Lulu was going off on Aunt Mamie. I was like, what? My mother was like, well, maybe she, no, it ain't maybe she nap. I could call her out there.
That is crazy. That's crazy.
And they said, my uncle, all he did was sat right there and then open up his mouth. But you know what? He know his sister. They would chew his ass out. I cannot stop laughing about their name on the paper product.
That is funny. The funny story is though is when people get in there and start arguing about each other's kids, like, you're so bad as hell.
Oh,
right, I know you ain't talking. Look at your child. Look at your child. Look at them now and they're flipping all on the furniture. Oh, my God. When they get to start talking about people's kids. Then it goes on and on and on.
When they bring the extra people, you know, they bring their extra friends, you're like, what are all these people?
Oh, my God.
And then when the container starts coming out after everything, like, you know, people bring that container to your house.
I got mine lined up for tomorrow. I ain't lying. I got mine lined up right here as we speak for tomorrow. Listen. And then they go ask, what did you bring? Did you bring anything? You go home with bags of food, with containers of food.
I'll be cracking up with family members. And my husband, I was like, oh, my God. And you know that half the family members are bipolar, so you know they're coming in here with crankiness and whatsoever, because they're little too sweet tea. You can't tell them to sit down because they don't get what, you know. So them, I mean, why should I keep telling my child to sit down if he's running around?
Because then they're acting out, and they're jumping on the bed and all that.
Oh, my God.
What about that family member you have that cut the cake, and they got the icing on their fingers, and they suck their fingers, that lick the icing off, and start cutting the cake?
Double dipping. Oh, my God.
My sister Val. I ain't got to say no family. My sister Val.
Oh, God. You got
to... What about somebody cutting a cake and yelling at somebody while they cut a cake? For real, you want to beat? No, cut your damn teeth so you can move the L on.
You spitting all over the cake. Shut up. You spitting all over the cake. What I can't stand, though, is to sit at the table with somebody smacking on their food like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you serious? Really? Now I got to go sit at the table with the kids. That's just one of my pet peeves right there. Sitting at that with somebody smacking. Like, we were eating soup. What are you doing?
My worst pet peeve, when people come to your house not dressed and they want to come to your house shower and get.
Oh,
why y'all come over here?
Yeah, why you didn't get dressed at home?
And then they got on the bathroom. They all in your room, in your bathroom, and got their clothes all over your bed. That's a no-no. That turns, how are you going to take your clothes and put them on bed?
Why you ain't get dressed at home? You just left your house. How you coming over here to get dressed? That's crazy.
I'm a firm believer that if you live here and my aunt lives in Moore's Plains, well, right there, and my other aunt lives in Hamilton, I don't think you're supposed to be sitting at my house, but at my house, because the other aunts are in town. They don't live here. I don't believe you live in the vicinity. You don't supposed to be spending the night.
Nah, not if you live
close. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Go home and take half the crowd with you.
Go home, your kids and your kids' boyfriends, but there should be a ball here for 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God, kids.
Oh, girl, I'm a mess. I'm going to keep
But I'm sure everybody out there has a story to tell about their family. You know what I'm saying? And that's what actually makes the best part of this, you know.
The history of
Thanksgiving, there's a lot of people that shy away from it, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
as far as the early English settlers and, you know,
mm-hmm.
the land being stolen and all kinds of stuff, you know, killing off Indians and stuff like that. But, you know, it became a cultural thing where you had to actually flip that script, you know what I'm saying, and being around your crazy folks actually lightens the mood because it gives you something different to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Look forward to the next holiday.
And
like, you know what? Next time you come get a babysitter. Huh?
You have great conversations on sometimes, and you know.
Yep, absolutely.
Great family conversation, great, you know.
Absolutely.
You know,
gotta bust out all the old pictures, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I
and then,
about
you, know, you, 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 you may may not be a subject of discussion of whether, you know, okay, when you get married, kid, when you mind your business, you know, and so, like, so maybe this should be somebody else to be talked about in the family. It's like, you know, it's
going
to be very interesting tomorrow because I have a very outspoken family.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, too. I actually still need to run to the store. So I
don't even talk about the store. I have to go to a 24-hour pass mark. And then after the 24-hour pass mark, as we picked my aunt from the airport, then we went to the 24-hour supermarket. Then after they finished the supermarket, then we let's go to Walmart. It's 1:30 in the morning. Well, we got the 24 hours. We didn't get out of Walmart till 3:15.
Wow.
And then my aunt and my mother got the nerve to ask me and my cousin what is taking us so long to take the stuff out of the truck.
Look, I'm asleep. I was just falling asleep at the door.
They're just sitting there drinking. I'm like, she just asked me what's taking us so long to take the stuff out of the truck. They ain't taking not one bag out the truck, not one piece of bag.
Wow.
we took the bags out. We're carrying everything. We're carrying everything in it, and they sitting in there great, make coffee. Come on. Well, I got to get me some coffee.
Well, you know how it is. You know how it is when the elders get around. You already know you gotta play your position around them. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta get some coffee. Put that over there. Put that up in the cabinet now. Yeah, bring it over here.
That's what I tell you. You talk about you go home and do nothing. Listen, Thanksgiving cooking goes on all night.
All night.
And prepare yourself. So you might have to run to the store. You might have to do a few things before you actually.
My mother now called me 4 times. I didn't even answer my phone. I'm at the train station waiting for my nephew to come in. His train will come in at 8 o'clock. I've been at the train station since 6:30. I was not going home up that hill to West Point to see what they wanted. Are
you
kidding
know.
Me?
You already know that was calling for something. You already know that was calling for something.
His train coming at 8 o'clock. I'm gonna call her. Say, oh, you called me. I missed your call. I ain't had my phone. You know I got a lie about something. I'm already getting a lot together.
You gonna make them double up on you then?
I'm going to lie in a few minutes when she called. I'm like, oh, well, I didn't hear you. You called me. My phone was dead. I had to charge my phone. I'm about to lie about something in a few minutes.
Well, I know as far as myself, I got a little lucky this year. All I had to make was banana pudding, and you know that's
well,
banana pudding.
You know, banana pudding is kind of light, but, you know, we have a few things going on. My brother actually baked them sweet potato pies is all I'm really waiting for. You know what I'm saying? My mom made cheesecakes and regular cakes and all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to cook anything. So, I did do the courteous thing and asked my brother, you know, what can I bring, you know? So, all I had to really bring was dinner rolls.
At least you do bring some. You got family members don't bring nothing.
Oh, and like you said, then they go home with stacks of plates. All you see is a bag of foil wrapped, a bag of foil. Everybody got plates wrapped.
And they use that. My mother get that sand 12 foil. You know that sand 12 foil, that big foil. They keep sitting on the counter. You can just tear the sheets off. The sheets just come out easily.
Yeah,
that's what they go through. That's what they use.
Yeah, listen, they're using whatever. Even if they got to use the bag that the paper plates come in, they take that, put another plate on top, and put it inside the plastic bag. You ain't got no foil. Whatever they can get it in is what they going to get it in to get that food home just so they don't have to cook nothing. You taking more plates than me. You ain't even bring nothing. You ain't even cook nothing.
Ain't cook nothing, ain't bring nothing. Mm. And they just, you know. And then, you know, you go, of course, like I said, my cousin, you know, you got to walk for kids and everything. But when you drinking juice or whatever, you don't walk around people's house drinking juice. You sit yourself down.
Yeah. Kids get all hyper and all that stuff. Spilling stuff all over the place.
Mm. She's one of the type of, cousins, like my sisters, you can't say nothing to their kids. Like, what did he just do? So, you know.
Like I say, they don't make the kids mine, and then they don't want nobody else to make them mine. That's the thing. This is where the arguments start. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's the answer. Don't be arguing with mine, because I'm telling them, I told you, my aunts, like, they don't care. They do. I'm going to sit back and enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit back and enjoy family.
Oh, absolutely.
Family,
like
family.
I said, get that spades game popping. You know what I'm saying?
This is going to be the first Thanksgiving, because all my aunts are here with, you know, and, you know, this past September, my other aunt passed. So this is going to be the first Thanksgiving without her. So it's going to be a lot of stuff, you know, memories that they were just talking about. They were just talking about her, you know, yesterday, just cracking up on stuff. Because she's the aunt that, you know, when you got those cousins coming in with these little short little stuff, and my aunt is, don't nobody even understand y'all biscuits. Why they gotta watch and see your biscuit?
What I can't stand though is when people burn. I can't. Don't burn no food. Don't burn nothing. You know, you gonna get that flavor, that burnt taste. You know what I'm saying? I can't stand that. Then they try to cover it up. We're like, oh, let me scrape that off. Not knowing when you burn something, the smell go through the entire dish. It don't even matter if the burnt pieces in there or not.
They said burnt pieces are good for your stomach.
Allegedly.
I'll tell you a trick. If you burnt rice, get four slices of
bread
and just throw it on the top.
Yeah, well, I know the rice trick.
I've learned that
plenty of times because I burnt plenty of rice. I burnt plenty of rice, but I am going to try
four slices
the foil
of bread
trick.
Throwing on top.
Yeah, you put the bread on top and it sucks the... It sucks all that burnt aroma out of it. That's one of the old tricks. Like rice, you could take rice to clean out bottles and stuff like that. Stuff that you can't get at the bottom, you pour some rice in there, shake it up. Rice cleans all that out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's something new for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, wait a minute. Mike, what do you cook? Since you talk about something, what do you actually cook?
Oh, well, don't have me put it down on you. Let me explain this to you. My mother taught me how to cook when I was younger because she said, boy, you never know when you're going to be alone. So she taught me how to cook, clean, sew, wash clothes, go to the laundry, because God forbid I'd be torn up right now. Stuffing, collard greens, ribs, ham. I get down for my crown, baby. I know what I'm doing.
Wow.
That's me too. My son, he's 11 years old. I taught him how to cook. He make a better omelet than I do.
But that's a good thing. That's what I'm saying, my mother. If I wouldn't know how to do all that stuff, I'd be messed up.
My man
don't know how to cook or nothing. And he tells me, like, yo, you know, I got to go out and eat out every night unless a shorty comes to my house to cook. I said, wow. I said, you messed up. You ain't got no money. He don't know how to wash clothes. He don't know
how to do nothing.
He don't know how to do none of that.
I think it's an aphrodisiac for a man to know how to cook. I really am. Because, you know, growing up around my uncles or my late uncles, they all knew how to do something. They all knew how to cook. They knew how to cook. They did carpentry. They painted. They did everything. They built. They did all that. You know what I'm saying? Without an education. They learned that from my great-grandmother. You know?
Mm-hmm. So, and my aunt,
it's just a turn on to me.
I
love it when a man know how to take charge, whether it's in the kitchen, out in the car, wherever. You know what I'm saying?
If you got the sofrito too, if you know about the sofrito, I tell you, know these things. Yeah.
My hair's just stood up just now. I don't know why.
You said your hair just stood up?
All the hairs on my hands just stood up just now. The roots are just stood.
I wonder who.
I'm going to get down for his crap. I mean, I got a little rusty on the cooking tip, but, you know, it's still, you know.
But it's always good, like I said.
Once you know how, you're going to always know how to do it, even if you don't do it. You know, if you know how to do it, that sticks with you. It's not like it leaves because you're not cooking. Oh, I haven't cooked in 20 years. I don't know how to cook. There's a lot of true things.
If I have to cook, you know, I know how to do that, but I just don't have to do it.
You just
I just don't.
So there's a difference in doing it and not knowing how to do it. There's a difference.
I just don't have to do it. I just have to peel those potatoes.
You just so happen to be spoiled to having people that can cook for you.
Well, Angie, I have Southern parents, true Southern mother, true, who cooks 7 days a week, and there's nobody there. You know, who cooks, who bakes from scratch. Mama don't even know what a box. I just have. That's what I've been around, so you know I don't have to worry about some of the stuff.
I hear you though. My mom is like that too. My mom loves to cook. She loves to cook and she knows how to cook well. She worked for a food service for 25-30 years. So, you know, she was a manager.
Let me tell you something. My dad didn't eat off paper plates and my dad didn't eat off fast food. I grew up in the military, so my father retired from the military. We settled in. My father didn't eat fast food. My father didn't eat off no paper plates. He got dishes up in that cabinet. That's what he wanna eat off.
And you can't use a microwave. You got to heat that stuff up on the stove.
Please.
Nah, ain't play that. Listen, my great-grandmother was like that with my grandfather. She was like that with my grandfather. He had to have the real china. He not eating off no paper plate.
And I'm going to tell you guys this, Mike, and two brothers in our family, how we do. So, you know, when at my house, most of the time, the older people, they sit at the table, and most of the older, like the guys, the uncles, and everybody's going to be there. So, you know, we have to, like, you know, serve, like, get the place, get everything, and, you know, get every feed, you know, serve everybody. So it's so funny how I just sit up here and how tradition, that's how it is. And then you barely ain't got nowhere to sit, and you're not at the 12th seat, so you barely sitting at the corner of it, whatever. But that's just tradition with inside my family. My grandmother always said that you're not here to sit or whatever. I just look at it now and be like,
Well,
why do you mean that?
Right now we have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hi, I'm here. Yes, sorry.
Hi. And whom are we speaking with?
Lavina.
Hey, Lavina.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Wow.
Happy Thanksgiving. We are
happy
on the line with our exec, Lavina. You know, call and give us a shout out.
Yes,
what's going on, Vina?
Nothing. About to cut up some onions and about to cry for a little while.
About to get sad real quick. About to get sad. We just discussed, you know, Thanksgiving and different moments and recipes. Dave's given us a few pointers on cooking rice and a few things. You know, we got Key on the line and we got Mike on the line. You know, we just talking about things you're thankful for and, you know, different little, your most memorable Thanksgiving moment.
I have to say each one has been different, you know. Each Thanksgiving has been different, but for the last past, I want to say maybe like 8 years, I started coming back home, like to my mom's house for Thanksgiving, you know.
Okay.
So ever since I was like 14, 15, you know, I moved out and I really didn't come home for the holidays. So now that I'm coming home, it's a different feeling.
Right.
You know, it's that home, that family feeling. So I have to say, like, being around, you know, my mom and helping her cook, you know, and then, of course, cooking at my own house. It's like, okay, you know, I cooked that already, you know.
Right.
But she doesn't want my food. She wants us to come and eat her food.
Yeah, it's got to be hers. That's right.
I could say, like, you know, because that's why I say each year is different. And then, you know,
it's
new addition. Like, up, you know, like 2 years ago, you know, there was an addition to the family, you know, hubby and his family. So that's an extra stop we have to make. And then the family, you know, they're all different. But, like, going to his family's house, it's like it's packed. There's no place to sit down. It's packed.
Everybody, like, all over the place.
Exactly. And everybody always comes to his mom. that she always, like, she throws down every Thanksgiving. So we got to make different stops, you know. So I would have to say, like, all of them have been special, but, you know, the last couple have been really special because I'm able to bring, like, everybody together, you know. So
that's awesome. We have we have the mayor on the line. Mayor, are you there?
What a lip line. What a lip line. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. What's going on?
Right. We got GQ Palace. We got GPS in the building. GQ Palace Sportsman, the mayor is in the building. What's good, mayor? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, I'm chilling. Not to relax and do what I do. You know what I mean? Happy Thanksgiving, Miss Rachel, Miss McKenzie, you know what I mean? Miss Kavita, Miss T, you know what I mean?
Okay. It's the absence of Rachel and T today. They done went off. They had the day off today. They out hanging with family.
Okay,
that's right. I appreciate you calling in and holler at me. You know how we do.
What we talking about right now?
But not right now, we're just speaking of Thanksgiving and the likes of, you know what I'm saying, most of your memorable moments, or if you just wanted to give a shout-out to people for Thanksgiving,
or share
a recipe. I don't know if you cook or not, Mayor, but
you don't want none of my recipes. You lose friends real fast. You don't want none of my recipes. Anyway,
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. I don't know how to take it.
It's definitely not a good thing. You want to keep the friends around.
Okay. Thanks for the enlightenment.
Can I tell a story real quick?
You got that. Go ahead.
All right, listen, check it out. Like, you know, it's Thanksgiving, you know, everybody's at the house, chilling, you know, watching the game, doing what they do, whatever. Grandma's in there throwing down, making it happen. Aunties making it happen and all that good stuff, right? Like, yeah, sure, you know, everybody's asking for, if anybody had a specific place where they sit. And grandma was like, nah, you sit where you want to sit. You know what I mean? Everybody, you know, you pick these chairs or whatever. So everybody, the meal is over, everybody, you know, sit there, the itis is creeping in real slow and all that good stuff, you know what I mean?
We know how that do.
Cat myself, I want to get up and catch the end of the, you know, the late game, because it wasn't no night, it wasn't no 8 o'clock game back in them days, so it was just the early game and the late joint. So I thought, you know, I want to catch the end of the late game. So grandma's like, everybody put your forks down right now. Everybody put your forks down. Everybody put their forks down. And she was like, look under your chair. Right? So everybody looks under their chair. And what happened was she had to take chores, like to wash the dishes, to dry the dishes, to clear the table or whatever. And so you pick your chore. And the man had to wash the dishes. And the man really don't be washing dishes like that. You know what I'm saying? So I had to do some financial things. I don't want to talk about it over the air. I don't want to incriminate nobody. I spent my cousin, shout out to my cousin Tina. I spent her a few dollars and, you know, I ended up watching the game. But that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
But, wow, you know what? That's a good idea. That's a good idea because we used to have to do the dishes. It wasn't no put. No, we're going to share this responsibility. Let's take that under the chair.
Yeah, you take some of the chair, you know what I mean? Everybody has their certain chore. You know, they clear the table off or they, you know, dry the dishes or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's all inclusive. You ain't going to eat for free.
You're going to do something.
You know what I mean? So that was the idea of it. And, you know, it was a fun thing for everybody. So now, Angie, where you sitting at? Oh, no, then you sit down first.
Matter of fact, I'm sitting on the floor. No, listen, I'm going to sit on the floor. You can have a chair. I'm going to sit on the floor.
That's all right. You good. You sit up. You happen. But, yo, on the real side, though, man.
That's what's up. I like that.
That
sounds fun.
One.
It actually sounds more fun than it did a chore anyway.
As well, you know, it's just the element of surprise, Andy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because people be thinking, you know, they come to see, even if the people that come to visit, you know, because they come for Thanksgiving to visit or whatever. Oh, nah. Come on, son.
You know, listen, you entered this family. You sat down and ate your family now. Now you're family. So you're getting ready to get a piece of our family heritage right now. You know what I'm saying?
But that's how we do and that's how we go down or whatever. But on the real side, I want to wish everybody, man, for the sound of my voice, man, and Alice, man, the happiest Thanksgiving, man. Thank you, man. I eat cranberry sauce. Y'all want the cranberry sauce?
What? I love
I take donations.
I love cranberry sauce.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
put that on my stuffing.
Cranberry sauce.
So I just wanted to check in and say what's good. You know what I mean? Wish everybody
out
there.
That's what's up.
We are definitely doing the pay-per-view this year. Go front on the man. After Bird Review, Tuesday night is going down on GT Radio.
Right.
The price review is going down. If you got a place,
you gotta have your stuff together now. You gotta have your stuff together when it comes to the sports tip.
You know what I mean? But yeah, Andy, do your thing. You hold it down. I just want to check in, sway through, or whatever. You know
that's
what's
up.
And, that's what it is, because it's going down right
happy,
about now. I'm
happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody,
happy
man.
Thanksgiving
that's
to you
is,
and
man.
Yours.
Big Rich, Mr. Bitter, the whole crew, man. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. So, you know, do what y'all do, man. Don't forget about me now. I love cranberry sauce.
Okay. All right. All
right.
I'll put that in the mail. I got
that's
cans of it.
I got cans.
I used to eat that like dessert.
Listen, let me tell you something. Ain't no shame in my game. I will crack open a can of Del Monte's jelly cranberry sauce and make it happen. Don't play with me.
Man,
the
you
berries cool. is kind of all right, though. I'm partial to the jelly, though. You know
what I mean? Nah, I like
say,
the jelly kind.
Don't judge me.
Yeah, no judgment. No judgment today.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. So, you know, word is bond. Everybody have a happy man. Travel safe to your destination if you're not there already. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. I'm going to definitely check in with you, man. And that's what it is. So, peace to everybody, man. I hope you want what you get. I hope you get what you want, man. It's the man. I'm out.
Peace, Mayor. Peace.
Peace.
Peace, Mayor.
Again, he was on with the GPS, man. DK Power Sports Radio. Hey, GQ Palace got a strong bond going on with GQ Palace, you know what I'm saying? Richard Levine, they built some things, you know what I'm saying? They built up a great thing with the GQ Palace Radio and dealing with great people, you know, and again, that's a thankful moment as well, you know what I'm saying? Just give people opportunity to share what we have, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the intellects, you know, because this is talk radio, you know what I'm saying? You got to have a little something going on upstairs, and, you know, they see things in people that, you know, some people don't actually see in themselves. So, you know, shout out to Richard Levine on that note again. You know what I'm saying? Y'all deserve the turkey leg for that one. So, you know, shout out to the people who actually have to work on you know, holidays and stuff like that. And I'm not really speaking of the people who like working Walmart and the grocery stores. I'm talking about people that are in the health field, you know, that people that are in the hospitals and stuff like that, that have to spend their holidays in the hospitals and stuff, you know, eating hospital food, or people that can't even eat or whatever. But shout out to all of the nursing staff and, you know, the nursing assistants, nurses, doctors, whoever has to be there to, you know, with these people that, you know, couldn't actually be home with their families. So, you know, shout out to all of those people. That's a big deal.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, shout out to the
people. Runaway slave tomorrow.
Huh?
I said I'll be working like a runaway slave tomorrow.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think it's the hardest part right now, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, because the girls that I work with, a lot of their family members, they're going to be cooking and they're going to go to other family members' house, but they're not even coming.
Wow.
Out of like 15 kids we got, two of them, parents confirmed they were coming today.
Okay.
Two out of 15. I'm like,
wow.
Yo, you got to be kidding me. At least five. Like, they extended visiting hours from 12 o'clock in the afternoon to 8 o'clock at night. You can't stop by for a good 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, give them a little half hour, hour. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Let them know, show your concern, you know?
Yeah,
and that's why, again, I shout out the people that actually work, you know, in that field because it does. It takes, you definitely giving up yourself to be there because, you know, you could have took the day off or call in or, like a lot of people do, you know, but this is for the people that don't have families, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And especially when you're dealing with younger children, you know, people of younger age, you know, they need people there too, you know what I'm saying? Then you feel bad, you know, like I feel bad because, you know, here they stuck here, their family's out doing whatever it is they do, and I'm just stuck here, you know what I'm saying? And it just gives the kids a level of insecurity, like, God, am I not worthy? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just, it's, you know, that's a big deal. That's definitely a big deal for the actual workers to be, you know, to be there, to take time from your own family to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what they started doing, though, at, like, I don't know about every other hospital, but I know, like, at my job, what they're doing is they asked you which holidays you wanted to work, right?
Okay.
And you sign your name saying which holidays you want. But then they go by seniority of who gets mm-hmm. that holiday off. If two or three people want the holiday off, they go by seniority.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I thought they went by seniority on that unit.
Mm-hmm.
They go by seniority throughout the hospital.
Mm.
And then it trickles down to that unit. And then they
wow.
got flipped because I asked for Thanksgiving off.
Mm.
I didn't get Thanksgiving off. And like three of the other regulars that's always there, they didn't get it off either.
Wow.
And if you call out, they have this thing where if you call out, you forfeit your holiday pay. So
wow.
You can't call out the day before or day
or
after
the
holiday
yeah.
in order to
that's
get
how
a
it is.
Holiday.
Yep. Yep. My job is like that too. And you know, I work on we have a union, IBEW union, and like I told them, we were just having this discussion today. It's funny you even said that, because we was talking about seniority and everything. So I was like, you know what happens is when y'all kick that seniority in, the same people get the holidays off all the time. Now,
exactly.
It's not like, but see, but what I did find out is seniority only plays a part when it comes to job positions. You understand what I'm saying? Everything
exactly.
else is on a first come first serve basis. If I
yep.
filled it out before them, if I got, it doesn't matter her seniority. Yes, she was here first, but I filled out for the day first, so I'm gonna get it. And I had to do the research on that. So seniority only comes in play when it comes to an opening job position. Yeah, if she was here before me, then she'll get the job before me. But as far as holidays, no. Whoever puts in for it first is who gets it. So we had to bring that up. You know what I'm saying? We just put that up today.
I know a lot of jobs, they just do it where seniority is who's been there the longest.
Right. That's ours.
They don't go by nothing else. Like, say, my job, if that's the case, I should have been off, you know. But they got me working Thanksgiving Day, and then they have me working Christmas Eve, but not Christmas Day.
Wow.
I'm like,
wow.
You know what? And I know, and see, their thing is, with my job, they put, like, this big board. It has a big board, and they put
mm-hmm.
these papers up with everybody's name on it and everybody's shift.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know who signed that paper first or not. Because
right.
when they take it down, they stick it down, and they go over it that way.
Wow.
So some of the people was like, I'm not coming in here on Thanksgiving. These kids going to be fighting like crazy. And you know
yeah.
what? They are. When I left today, they're like, listen, we're going to turn it up tonight. We're turning
wow.
it up tonight. And if our parents don't come tomorrow, we're going to turn it up.
Oh, wow.
And I let them know, I don't have a problem putting anybody in restraints on Thanksgiving.
I know that's right.
I don't have a problem with it. Trust me.
I know that's
I don't.
Right. Listen, y'all ain't going to turn it. Y'all not going to turn it up on my shift. Not on my watch. I'm going to warn y'all just like you warning me. It's not happening.
I told that little girl today, I'm like, listen, y'all not going to hurt me on Thanksgiving. Y'all got me confused. Listen.
Thanksgiving or any other day for that matter.
Listen, yeah, I'll let y'all sit there and turn it up, destroy it if you want to. I don't even care. Destroy it. But when it comes to harming other people, then we got to step in. You
yeah.
know, so I'm like, you
yeah.
know what? I'm going to help with these onions and baking these cookies and stuff tonight, but then I'm going to need my rest, and I'm going to need me 2 cups of coffee tomorrow morning. You know?
You got to double up on the espresso. You got to double up on the espresso. Like, listen, now is not the time. Y'all better go somewhere, draw a picture or something, and get your act together.
I heard the other day, you going to turn up, do me a favor, let Miss Polite finish her first cup of coffee first, then turn up.
Yep.
So this way I know that then I'm calm and I'm focused, because I done pray before I walk in the door. And then before I put my hands on you, oh, I'm praying.
Yeah.
I'm praying for my safety, because come like holidays, oh, they gonna act a fool. When I say act a fool, I mean if you world star hip hop stuff like that, when they be fighting, knocking people out. That's what they do up in there. Like, these are kids
wow.
from the streets. So you tell them they're not getting no home-cooked food. They getting food from the kitchen. That's not home-cooked food. One of the
yeah.
girls told me today, that's sliced turkey. That's not real turkey tomorrow. And they going to put canned gravy on it. I'm like, all right, well, you could just not have nothing. You could have cereal all day.
Yep.
I don't even
put
that
in the think about what you want to eat. How about that?
Right. Dream about it, because I know when some of this food is done tonight, I'm taking my food with me tomorrow, and I know when I'm warming up, oh, you're going to smell mine.
I know that's right.
And I'm going to eat it. I might share.
Why shouldn't you? Please. So listen, I have a question for everybody. In the line of your family traditions, is there any dish or any kind of meal that you wouldn't have for Thanksgiving?
Chitlins.
They've been cleaning those since Friday. They haven't known.
Oh.
That's one thing they don't miss out. They've been cleaning those since Friday.
I don't do chitlins either.
My aunt from my aunt, they've been cleaning those since Friday.
Wow.
They do not miss that. That is not a meal that's missed at Thanksgiving.
I can't get past the smell of chitlins.
I can't
eat
that, but
I wasn't there for the smell, but I know they've been cleaning since Friday. I didn't have to smell it, but it's done, and, you know, they've been pulling shoulders apart for chop barbecue, so I'm like, you know.
Wow, they putting it down, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Collard greens stink up the house too, but they stink good, boy.
But you know what? And I was just about to say that the other thing for me is I love collard greens, but I can't stand the smell of cooking collard greens. I cannot.
Green vegetables really smell when you cook them anyway.
Oh my God!
It's something that you do. I'm gonna find out what it is that it don't smell that they use that they. I mean, I don't know, but it doesn't smell. I don't know. I just listened to what they talking about, but yeah.
Well, kids,
yeah,
you have to make two separate smoked turkeys. You have to make two separate collard greens. I don't eat smoked turkey in my collard greens.
We eat smoked turkey in our collard. We eat neck bones too, though. We do neck bones
too. Yeah.
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 We smoked turkey
and ham hocks up.
Yeah, we do it two separate ways. You get the people that don't eat pork, you get that collard greens over there, but no, we put some salt pork in that collard greens. I don't know.
Right.
I don't eat no collard greens with no smoked turkey.
My grandmother used to use salt pork for her collard greens.
Oh, yeah.
But she's 88 years old now, so she doesn't cook anymore. But she used to go in there and put everything down from scratch. Cornbread, when she used to make that cornbread and then make the stuffing with it,
You make the separate cornbread with the corn in it, because some people don't like the corn in their cornbread.
My favorite
dish that I learned how to make probably about 15 years ago was cornbread stuffing. And when I tell you, it is so good.
Get that good old sage sausage in there.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe what? It's good?
That is so good. I don't believe that.
Oh, my God.
Are you trying to call her out, James? Really?
Let me tell you. I'm pretty talented in the kitchen. The only thing that I cannot seem to get right is cooking collard greens. It's too gritty. Like, my collard greens are too gritty, so I will not be making
collard greens. You have to wash them things good. You got to wash them good.
Oh, yeah, that's salt. I mean, the sand.
Put a little salt in the water and wash them. Wash them up real good. You know, cut most of the stalk off. Cut them up real nice and let them do what it do. Put a little red pepper in there and, you know, a little sugar, some vinegar.
Angie.
Huh?
I think we missed the point here.
I was
in the cut and I was just listening to everyone, reminisce about things that they were doing. And I overheard someone say they don't have a problem putting someone in restraint if they have to. And the thought that came to my head was, If I was on the receiving end of that statement, I would be quiet too. I'm not saying.
Only you, Jay. Only you.
Rick, I'm not. Rick, I'm not. I'm not saying anything, but I'm just saying. You know, it was just a thought.
You know what? We're gonna talk to you on Valentine's Day. How about that one? we're gonna call you on Valentine's Day. See if the mood travels over. See if the travels are over. Oh my God, you're crazy. I guess the your new love must have fun with you.
Well, you know what, and that's an interesting part, because you may not be the best, but you know, if you can have someone happy,
mm-hmm.
man, it just makes the best out of everything. You understand?
Absolutely.
What I just said?
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. If they're happy with you not being the best, then you're good. You've done your job.
Oh man, it's like, and I hope kids are not listening, but you know, it's like a lot of people like forego that play. Four, dyslexic, play four,
mm-hmm.
get it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that is like the most important thing, because guess what? You have to do less work.
Absolutely.
If it's done right.
In the actual act, absolutely. Absolutely. You talk about a quick climax. Listen, and you know, I don't think you were on our show when we had a show, right, Lavina? We had a show a couple of weeks ago about that.
Uh huh.
About the play four.
Yes,
we did. And I don't think you made that show, but you would have been a perfect candidate for that show.
Yep.
You missed
wow.
that. But the question will arise again. It'll come up again, and we'll definitely have that discussion. And, you know,
yep.
You know how we do here at the Diva Squad. Shout out to Rachel and Key, who's out, you know, doing the family thing. We're not mad at y'all for not being here.
No, because Andy was like, I'm doing the show. I want to do it.
No, I'm doing it. Listen, I ain't doing nothing else right now. Anything else, you know, I ain't doing nothing
else.
You
know what's good, Angie? You know what's good? That you didn't have to actually drive to the show.
Absolutely.
Right?
You could say that one more again.
Right? Because check this
but
out.
The thing is, now I gotta drive to my brother's house though after.
Like, well, you know what?
It's
you gotta
so
look
good.
At the gas prices. Last week it was down here, it was $3.09. Now it's like $3.59. I'm trying to figure out where that 50 cents came from.
Oh my God. Yeah, it costs more than we are here, north.
I'm trying to figure out where that 50 cents. Oil price is the same. The barrel is still the same price. I'm trying to figure out where did that 50 cents come from.
Well, that's that highway robbery. You know that robbery you speak about that they're allowed to do without a gun. So.
Look, that's why, I filled up today. Because I said, you know what? You're not going to catch me tomorrow. Because I know you're going to hike the prices down at midnight tonight. Them prices is going to go up at midnight. Watch.
Yep. It went up, and then it went back down, and then it's going to go up again. And I don't know why there's no such limit. I don't know how they just allow people to do that. Like, you know.
Well, you know what,
Lavina?
What you just said made sense, Lavina, because check this out. They wait to you in mid-travel, jack the price up like another dollar. Listen, you got to get back.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, I'm going to catch this sucker on the way home.
Yeah.
That's what they be saying. Wow. Let's catch these suckers on the way home. Like when we had that gas, remember the gas shortage we had
mm-hmm.
A little while ago? I think, what is it?
Oh, I remember.
That was insane.
Look,
that was insane.
Understatement. Like,
I mean, people waiting online hours and hours and hours for gas.
We were online. We were online for gas.
That was this, and my car was on E, and I was like, oh, I'll wait to get it. Lies I told. So I was like, you know what? I guess I got to get on the line. And then the line tricked us because it was like, all right, we almost at the pump. But then the line went all the way around the corner. I was like, are you serious? I was like, I've been waiting on this line forever. And it was like, so is everybody else. I was like, okay. I couldn't even argue with it. Like, but, yeah, that was insane, you know, how America is such a monopoly to, you know, they allow people to corner the market on people, you know, the less fortunate people. That's like cable vision. You know how you used to plug the wire right back up into your TV? You could at least get basic cable. Now you can't even do that anymore. You can't even watch broadcast channels 2 to 13 unless you got a box. Then they charge you to use the box, and, you know, it's just a crazy monopoly. It's what it is. You know, but
you know,
on that note,
around that,
again,
but, you know,
we talking about thankful things. That stuff we're not thankful for. We can't. We're not gonna give them any more of that time right now. Because then I'm gonna start getting into politics, and then it's on the power.
Well, listen. Here's what I'm thankful for. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, our church, Spring Hill, Springs of Life Family Church. It's located at 4157 Mariner Boulevard in Spring Hill, Florida. Anybody who's down here, you're welcome to come and partake of the wonderful treats that we're going to have. Yours truly is preparing a wonderful meal directly from the higher self in himself. You know, so he's leading me to prepare these meals. So when you leave, you're going to leave with a holistic a new beginning once you come and you leave. It's 4157 Mariner Boulevard, Spring Hill, Florida. Come by. It starts at 1 o'clock, and everything is free. You don't have to bring anything. But those containers, just bring small ones. Don't bring the big ones.
Leave the containers in the car.
Yeah. All you can eat.
Leave the containers in the car. Fill up. Listen, we don't mind you eating. You just ain't going home with nothing. I'm sorry. Leave the containers in the car. Well, thanks for that information. And if anybody that's in the Spring Hill, Florida area, that's, you know, there's somewhere available that you can go fellowship and eat, you know, and partake in a nice home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. You know, that's important. You have you guys ever been out, ate out in the restaurant for Thanksgiving?
That's a good question. Everything went silent.
I never ate out in. Yeah, I never ate out in a restaurant for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did one year, many years ago. We went out one time to this place. We just for some reason wanted like seafood and steak, and we went out. We went out for Thanksgiving, and trust me, we never did it again. It doesn't feel like home. You know what I'm saying? Thanksgiving, I think, is just a home thing. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just the meal itself and in a public place, it's something has to say home, you know. And that
it didn't
feel like at all. Like, felt like we was going out for somebody's birthday or something. And just no, I prefer having the mac and that cheesy mac and cheese, them over candied yams. You know what I'm saying? That Southern style stuffing. With that gravy, I like the gravy with the lumps. The gravy with the lumps, nothing that that jaw stuff. I want that giblet, the giblet gravy, you know. And it was funny because on the radio this morning, I was listening now. They said people go and get bowls of giblet gravy like it's a meal. Like, nah, you're supposed to put that on top of the gravy. You eating it like it's soup. That ain't soup. That's just the gravy. You're supposed to garnish your food with it. That was so funny, though, when I heard it. As you do. You got people, you know, you got those greedy family members almost knock you out of line, get up there and everything. Like, what are you? Slow down. We got mad food here. You don't have to have side plates. Plate be running over with food. That was crazy. You know, but going out to dinner on holidays like that is just, Christmas is something different, because we do movies and all kinds of stuff on Christmas. We'll go out for Christmas, but Thanksgiving is we home watching football, basketball, and all that, whatever is on, and you know, have a few cocktails, play a
and,
little cards and stuff like that, and just the trash talk. Trash talk is the best part we look for, I think, in you know, family holidays. So. Y'all look for some pictures. Trust me. If y'all go on my Facebook, you'll see, you know, my son, they retired his basketball jersey at his home school. And I put pictures up from that. And in some of my pictures, you can see nothing but trash talking, boy. And you know what? The women in our family talk more trash than the men. So... We just have good times when our family gets together. Even if I can't stand them the next day, we still had a good time for that moment. So, but now I love my family.
I have a question. And this is for everyone. I just need some input. I have a vehicle, and I want to put it towards the church where someone can actually rent it in like a raffle situation. What are you guys' thoughts on the best way to make that happen?
What kind of raffle or something to come up with?
Yeah, I mean it's a nice car. We're trying to do like a fundraiser.
Okay.
And I have a vehicle that I want to use, you know, as the pedestal for that fundraiser. So I'm thinking, yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on the best way to make that happen, that everyone is happy with the outcome?
Wow. I mean, sell tickets. That is the best thing, and unless you're going to do like a bake-off or something like to that nature, or, you know, but
you understand, too, that this yeah, the church is like a non-tax type situation, and you know, you don't want to get
profit.
Right. So you know.
Right. But I mean, still, you can still sell raffle tickets though if that's what you want to do. You know, just telling you have a car that you're raffling off. You have tickets for sale for a car that's being raffled off, and you know, do it that way. I don't know, you know, anybody's financial situation in there, but you know, try to sell tickets. I don't know if you just want to do it for the parishioners there at your church, but
no, everybody. I'm thinking like maybe $50 or $100 or something like that, you know, for tickets.
Yeah, well, I would sell tickets. I'll sell tickets, do a bake sale, and sell the tickets all in one shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, your car is being raffled off, and sell no strings attached. You know, people think it's a hidden agenda. They see if they see a car, you know. So you can try it that way. I don't know if anybody else has any ideas on that aspect.
It's been on my mind, and I had the vehicle there for a while. I was just trying to figure out what's the best way to, you know, go ahead and you know, so that nobody gets in trouble and everything is on the up and up. Because you know, when you walk in a certain walk, you don't want to leave any strings, you know, hanging, dang, like those hanging chads. Remember from the election? Yeah, remember those hanging chads? And then next thing you know, the election was, you know, the winner wasn't the winner, and that whole thing was a whole debacle. After
right.
That. So I just want to make sure
right.
Everything is, you know?
Well, you know, or just make sure the car, whatever car you're raffling off is present. You know, understand what I'm saying? Where it's displayed where people can actually see it. So, you know, people don't think that you're beating them in the head for nothing.
Nah, you know, I that's what I do. You know, I have a dealership down here and stuff like that. So, you know, that's what I do.
I figured that I see you posting, you know, different cars and stuff like that.
Yeah, and
so,
you know what we do is we try to help the community. You know, we try to help the community. A lot of times, you go into a dealership and you know, your car is no longer functioning. We give you a loaner. You know, we'll make sure that you're taken care of. And this is what you do because, you know, at the end of the day, we have to answer to a higher authority.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what makes it possible for today, a day like today. It makes it possible for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So then whatever you do, you just got to make sure that, you know, even in the, sometimes I don't want to go to it, but even in the word, it says, make sure all your rates are level, meaning all your dealings are on the square, you know, like everything is up and up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. If you start off right, you end up right anyway.
Yeah. You know, so you start off right, you don't have to look back and say something right. You know?
Yep. Nope.
So tomorrow
that's that wisdom that people have, it that we all should pray for anyway, you know what I'm saying? We need that's that wisdom, you know, in the book of Proverbs, how it speaks about that stuff. So, you know, everybody should strive to have a little of that in them, where you want to do the right thing. Even if you don't, at times you fail or whatever, but if you started off doing the right thing, you'll end up doing the right thing. So.
And I heard Lavina, she was talking about, like, the kids and stuff at her program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these time of years, a lot of people get depressed, you know.
Absolutely.
And yeah, they get depressed because, you know, it just reinforces to them that they really don't have anyone.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But the good thing is, if they really look for what they do have and not what they don't have, they realize they have a world.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely... It'll turn out better.
Yeah. You know, because as long as we can get up and we can breathe, man, I tell you what, everything is going to turn out right. You know, I used to do a lot of power speaking, you know, and basically encouraging the kids and stuff like that, because at the end of the day, you know what's going to happen, Andy? If you can teach these kids what they need to know when they're young, and you can teach them that they love, they're going to grow up to love somebody else.
That's
if
right.
If you teach them to rob, steal, and be crooked, that's what they're going to grow up to do. And that's, they're going to just carry on that, you know, that whole trait.
And it'll stick with them. It'll follow them, you know. And see, that's what I was saying earlier, how, you know, I was thankful for how my children, the respect that they have for me, you know. As you don't get a lot of that. You don't get a lot of that. You have a lot of kids now that are just so disrespectful to their parents, and, you know, for whatever reason, you have kids that are out running the streets and, you know, all different kinds of things. And I thank God that I don't have that, just a little bit. I don't have that from, you know, from my children. So they have a pretty good head on their shoulders, you know. And
well,
with all those
treats that I see you putting up there, are you doing that yourself? All those pastries?
Huh?
Those pastries that I see you put up, you do those yourself?
No. Those are shared pictures.
Okay, because I was about to get a plane and come to New York or New Jersey, wherever you at.
New York. I'm in New York. No, I mean, I could bake a little bit. I could do a little something now. You know what I'm saying? But those are not it. Those are a lot of stuff that I be sharing that people post up there. You know, 'tis the season. You know, it's Thanksgiving, so. You know.
Listen, this is Thanksgiving. We got to be thankful. And I think
as
people, we need to get out there. We got to reach out to those people that are less fortunate.
Because, that's right.
Yes. You know, it's okay for us to have and be able to cook have family and everything else, but I think we need to get out there and go to those soup kitchens and hand out food and feed those people, and it gives you a better understanding of how desperate and despair people really are out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's so true. You know, how, like you said, there's so many less fortunate people. That's why I said the holidays can be very, very solemn and bitter for a lot of people, as well as joyous, you know, because
what do I tell to the parents that refuse to see their kids tomorrow and refuse to see them on Thanksgiving, I mean on Christmas? What should I tell these people?
Yeah, what
that
can you tell them? That's a good question. What can you tell them, you know? That's a really good question, because, like you said, what do I say to these kids? Like, if your parents are just not coming, you know, they just won't be here. Oh, they don't want to see, or whatever, you know, for whatever. What do you say?
You know, Lavina, I tell you personally, I would say, listen, we all have issues, and they have issues themselves that they're dealing with. They have demons, and they have skeletons in their closet that they're dealing with, and that's the reason they can't come here, because, listen, for them to come here means they're going to have to face this head on, and they're not ready to face this head on because they're not that strong yet. But in time, those wounds are going to heal. Whatever it is that they're dealing with, those wounds are going to heal. And it's going to give them that foundation for them to come forth and at some point see you on a Thanksgiving or see you on a Christmas or see you on a birthday or something like that. But right now, they have to deal with the issues that they're dealing with, and they're not strong enough. That's why we have psychiatrists, psychologists. That's why we have shrinks and all this other stuff, because not everyone is in the position that they can come forth and speak. That's why we have people that speak for us sometimes. You know, but yeah,
I
mean,
say to that though, you know what I say to that, and I know it sounds bad and it might sound a little harsh when I say it, but I kind of feel like when you go to admissions, right, and you admit your kid here, you know, to the hospital, and then you decide that, you know what, I'm not going to come and pick them up. I don't want them to come back home. My thing is, the least you can do is still communicate with them, you know.
Absolutely.
When they call you, you can answer the phone once in a while. You know what I mean? Like, don't give them false hope. You know, false hope is, oh, you know what, if you can be good for a week, then I'm going to come and see you. Okay, now not for nothing. Excuse my language when I say it, but this is a crack baby.
Yeah.
What is being good? You know what
right.
I mean? Like, what is being good at the end
right,
of the day?
Right. They don't really know what that is.
Right. So then it's like the one parent told me today, she was like, well, you know, I'm not going to come up there because I'm going to be, you know, with the rest of the family, and I'm going to be with her sister. And do you understand what she did to her sister? I said, yeah, she kicked in her stomach when she was pregnant. I understand, but the baby's 6 months old now. The baby's healthy, and this child is here, and she's crying every day for you.
Right.
So
well, she was just having a moment at that time where, you know, I mean,
that wasn't the way
to react, but.
Right, but, like, my thing is, this girl will tell you, I hate pregnant people. She'll let you know up front, I hate pregnant people.
Oh, so
now,
she got
no
something
one,
going on.
Right, but no one got to the root of the problem of why she hates pregnant people.
Why, you know what I mean? Right.
But
what's
every day. Every day she's crying. Every day she's fighting. Every day she's spitting. She's 14 years old. And every time she acts a fool, you know what she say? I want my mother. How come my mother can't come see me? How come I can't go home?
She's reaching out now. She's bullying me.
She's calling out for her mother.
Yeah.
Right. So when I spoke to her today, I'm like, well, you know, they said transportation is a problem. You know, the job set up a cab for you to come tomorrow. She told me, why would I come up there tomorrow? What do you mean? It's Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I couldn't even talk to her anymore because, mind you, this is a lady that go to church Tuesday through Saturday.
And that's all she does is go to church.
But look, she go to church, she go to school. Okay, you guys get Medicaid. So, therefore, I know medically you're straight. If you get Medicaid, then that means you're getting some type of other assistance, too, if you're able to go to school. So all that's straight. So you can't take 10, 15 minutes and someone's paying for you to catch a cab.
Wow.
From Brentwood, Long Island to Amityville, Long Island, and you can't come? You get
and
a cab there and back that you don't pay for. So tomorrow when I look her in her face, she's going to be mad at the world.
Yep.
It's a holiday.
Yep.
And she gets nothing. You know what I mean? So it's like, come on. My thing is, that's why I ask, what do you tell these people? Because it's like, all right, you got to look these patients in their face every single day. When it's phone time at 9 o'clock, 11:40, at 4:30, at 8 o'clock at night, and they call their parents for days and days at a time and they don't even answer?
They don't answer.
We're calling your cell phone, not your house phone. We're calling the cell phone. I know you got it.
That's so disrespectful. That's just so disrespectful. Yeah.
So I'm thankful, you know what I mean? It's like I'm thankful that I'm going to be there with them tomorrow.
You know?
so I could help mend some of the pieces that's broken. I'm thankful for that. You know,
right.
I'm going to miss my family, though, because it's a family tradition for all of us to be together, you know.
Right.
So my
right.
Like, at the same time, I'm going to be there with them, and I'm thankful that I'm going to be there, you know, with them to help them, you know, because
right.
they're going to need it.
Yep.
Because after you turn up and you're in restraints and you crying and screaming for your mother, you're going to need somebody there to talk to you.
You're gonna need somebody.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're going to need somebody to at least console you and,
right.
and, you know, try to calm you down, if nothing else.
Right.
You know.
Here's what I'm thinking. If this girl hates pregnant people,
mm-hmm.
is there a possibility that she was an only child and felt betrayed when her mother actually became pregnant?
See, she wasn't. See, her sister's older than she is. Her sister's
oh, okay.
16.
Okay.
Her sister's 16. She has a little brother as well. What I kind of came to the conclusion of, you know, I kind of like did a little brainstorming myself, you know, and what I gather is the little boy, her little brother is adopted. Okay. The sister is her sister biologically. The
okay.
sister got pregnant. So when the sister got pregnant, now this shows goes to show you the type of people, too. The sister said years ago she got pregnant, but she gave birth years ago. The baby's 6 months old now, but years ago she got pregnant. So, of course, anyone that has been around anybody that's pregnant, in return, they need more attention, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what I'm seeing is that the girl, you know, she was abused when she was younger, and now the sister was able to get pregnant and come with a lie of what happened that got her pregnant because she said years ago. She didn't say it was 6 months ago or
right.
2 years ago. She said years ago she got raped and she got pregnant. So
wow.
what I'm thinking is because the house is the way it's set up, the sister needed more attention, and that meant that the little girl I'm talking about, who is a crack baby, who does need a lot of attention now, a lot of it. I mean, the IQ of like 30.
Wow.
That type of attention, you know what I mean? And
wow.
they grew up in church and everything, but I think the sister needed so much attention that it took from her. So because
right.
it took from her, she started to resent her sister.
Yep. Yep,
so now whenever she looks at a pregnant person, she gets very upset because now she knows that person needs more attention.
Yep,
you
take
know?
It from her, yep.
Right,
it's stealing something from her.
Right, even at the hospital that I'm at now, we have someone that's 17 years old and pregnant. They got into a fight. She kicked the same girl in the stomach. She kicked her right in her stomach and told her she hoped her baby died.
Oh, God.
Mm.
So that's what it is. It's attention, I think. It's you're taking from me to give to her because she requires a lot more attention. She requires the attention, the affection, the love, you know, the love. And she didn't get that.
Yep.
So she's resentful for that, and she only knows I hate the baby because she don't know nothing else.
Right. That's all she knows.
You know, but this is one of the people that I'm going to have to deal with tomorrow. And when I tell you, she'll gather a whole bunch of spit, and she'll spit right in your face in a minute. It doesn't
Ooh,
even matter to her, you know.
Thank God.
So
I'm
thankful
for patience on today.
And that's why I said I'm going to have my coffee in the morning. I'm going to have two cups of coffee in the morning before I go because
yeah.
I know I'm going to have to talk a lot.
I'm going to drink one for you. I'm going
to
drink
Yeah, and we're going to have to get real physical. Because from the moment they wake up and realize that everybody's saying Happy Thanksgiving and other people are getting visits, she's going to bug out. That's only one. That's
wow.
when she's going to flip. She's going to flip a lid completely.
Yep.
And after she flips, she's going to cry for 45 minutes straight. That's her routine.
Wow.
When I say cry, I mean boo-hoo, snot rolling down,
yeah.
everything. She's going to cry
but see, again,
for 45 minutes.
This is where the mother should, you know, be somewhere trying to reassure her that everything is going to be fine. And, you know, just some kind of intervention. Just
right.
even if it, you know, just some kind of thing that shows her that she still does care for her, that she still loves her, you know, regardless of the situation, and that the situation that went on is not as bad as she seems, as it seems
right.
to her. You know,
right.
she,
yeah, but
no
see,
type
this
of
is
intervention.
A crack baby. This is a crack baby, and
yes,
on crack, you're not You're not reasoning. There's no rational thought when you're.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
He can reason with
you
that.
No, you're looking to sell that's your true. TV. You're looking to sell any and everything wants you on that crack. So, you know, your kids, you're selling your kids to the next door neighbor. I mean, you know, crack is, you know, it's not
being
like going you're
addicted.
There.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it'll
I'm
take
tell you
150
the one thing.
IQ and make it 10.
Yep, the one thing I did learn with her, though, in which I'm thankful for it, you know, which is another thing I'm thankful for, is because she did grow up in church, she knows a lot of church songs, right?
Okay.
So when she starts to flip out, she said her mom used to tell her to start singing a gospel song. So now when she starts to flip out, I start humming a gospel song.
Okay.
And then while she's calming, we have satellite radio, I put on the gospel station.
Nice, okay.
And that started to, like, I mean, I've only been doing this since Monday. I figured it out, you know, that
uh-huh.
this is what helps her, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I've been doing that with her. And then she likes this game, Rummy 5000 or something.
Rummy 5000. Yeah. Oh, I love that, too.
Yeah, she loves that game. So when I go in the morning, as soon as she see my face, I go in, I make sure she showers, she's clean, and then I get the cards ready, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, today I told her, I'm going to braid your hair. Just in case your mom changes her mind and she comes tomorrow.
Right,
but
right.
just in case, your hair will be done. So I braided her hair. We listened to the gospel music, you know. So I'm hoping that tomorrow when I walk in, the same approach I've been doing since Monday and it's been working, you know, we only have to maybe have like maybe 3 or 4 codes with her. Where like usually we have one by 9:30 and then another one by 2. You know,
mm-hmm.
that slowed down to like 1 a day since we've been trying this. You know,
right.
But guess what? I'm the only one that's willing to do that with her. Everybody else is like, restrain her. I don't care.
Right.
If she cries.
See, that's the
I'm
thing.
Not
you, right. You're willing, and now she's going to be very receptive to you because she sees that you do care. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? And you do. That's that intervention that
right.
that I was speaking of. That's that intervention that she needs. It's not always. Just lock her up. You know what I'm saying? No, she needs to calm down. She needs to, you got to find out the root of the problem now. You know what I'm saying? And locking them up ain't going to help. It's not getting to it. So,
right. It's not.
I mean, when
it's
necessary,
really.
Sure. When necessary,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's plenty of times you have to. But,
right,
you know,
of course.
But you showed genuine interest other than just yelling and discipline. You showed
right.
other interest. So
mm-hmm.
that's important to them. You know, I've worked in the MRDD area for a long time, and I learned a lot of things when it came to stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important. But right now we have another caller on the line. Tricky Chick, are you there? Chick?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Tricky Chick, what's going on?
I just came out here. You got a part of me. You know, Thanksgiving weekend, I got a call from my radio supervisor, CEO/owner, said, do I want to do my show? And I said, yeah, can I be with my family and the most funniest family in the world? And being so family, I almost forgot I had to do my show tonight.
Uh-oh.
Girl,
it happens. You get all wrapped up, you know.
Yeah, it happens at my I-House, stays at my I-House. But let me just tell you right now, it's going to down. Going down, but you got 10 minutes for 9 o'clock. We got some things that we're going to speak about that never, we're going to put some family business. That's what we're going to do right now. Since Thanksgiving, family business is going out there right now. We got the Hurricane Center right now.
Uh-oh.
They're attacking my house. And you know,
dumb.
Got to go down right now, man.
Okay. Well, we're just discussing, you know, Thanksgiving and, you know, the family and all kinds of stuff. Thanksgiving and the likes thereof. You know,
right.
We've shared stories about our crazy moments of Thanksgiving and stuff like that. You know, recipes if you had.
What I learned about Thanksgiving was this, right? Thanksgiving was one of the few times that all the family was around. But by being me a little kid, what you couldn't wait for was you to get the age that you could really stay up and play Monopoly with all the adults. That was like the biggest thing ever. Like, you get to stay up. Thanksgiving, you're old enough to play Monopoly, to play stage and all that. That was
nice.
The best thing. Like, but when I got old enough, I was going to play stage, be the color joker. You know, that's the worst thing you do in a black family. Somebody
yeah,
cut cars, you cut over right now, and you're You see that book in your party, look at you, you cut over there. Mm. Like, it's your boyfriend.
Phone is
kind of
breaking up. But on that note, Chicky, you just hold the line because immediately following our show is Chicky Chick, the comedian Fall Out Comedy. So if you're able to stay on the line, I encourage you to stay to do so. But on that note, I would like to give everybody a final thought on Thanksgiving tonight. And we're going to start with Mike. Mike, you're still there.
I want to tell everybody have a happy, blessed Thanksgiving and be safe. And you'll never get my recipes.
Ah, all right. Kia, are you still there, Kia? Kia might have got off. She had to get on a train, so she might have got off. But shout out to you, Kia. Thanks for calling in and have a happy Thanksgiving. Dave, we're going to go to you, Dave.
Yeah, I don't know why is Tia taking the train on Thanksgiving, but that's going to be another show. yeah, listen, you know, whether it's Thanksgiving, whether it's Christmas, whatever holiday it is, as long as we are able to communicate and share our thoughts on this line, it is a holy day, it's a holiday, it's a fantastic day, and it's a day that we will cherish for the rest of our lives. Because
all
the
right.
fact that we can do this at this given time, in this given world, we are truly blessed. Because guess what? We are here for each other, we love each other, and we uphold each other because we are our brother's keeper.
That's right.
This is truly a Thanksgiving that we should never forget. Forget the turkey, forget the food, forget all that there. Because here is what? This is the food that we have, being able to communicate with each other.
That's
peace,
right.
love, and understanding.
Oh. And peace and love to you too, Dave. Thank you.
Oh, Dave. Peace and love.
Ooh.
Lavina, do you have a final thought?
I'm sorry. Okay. No, well, my final thought is, first I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone and tell my family that I love them very much, but I will not be home for Thanksgiving. But I'll be helping out, I'm going to say, people in need.
All right, now.
I'm going to say helping out people in need. I'm going to be at work, and, you know, it's a little different this year. It's my first time, you know,
okay.
where I'm actually going to be at work, and I have to be there, you know. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful for everybody. I'm thankful for my family as well. And I just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and just tell everyone that find it in your heart to do something that's going to make someone else smile.
Absolutely.
Not just tomorrow, but every day. If you could try and make somebody smile, even if you just look at them and smile and you can get a smile back, just do it, because you never know. You could be saving somebody's life. You could take, you could help them with their depression or their sadness that they might be going through. But just try it.
Yeah.
Try it once in a while.
Take us to Spiritual Sunday.
Oh, stop it.
I'm in here waving my hand, girl.
Don't touch up in this joint.
Okay. Did I forget anybody?
Wait. And great
okay,
job, Diva. Great job, Diva. Great
thank
job.
You. Yeah, thank
great
job.
Great
you
great
did
job.
Your thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And that's a thankful moment too, because at first I was fumbling a little bit when I first got on. I was fumbling, trying to do too many things. Listen, had me sweating over here in the eyebrows, you know. But again, I want to thank everybody for calling in. I thank the listeners, and I want to say happy Thanksgiving to my GQ Palace family, Rich Lavina. I want to thank all the callers, Mike Kia, the mayor, Dave, everybody for calling in. I'm thankful for my family on today, today and every day. And remember, it's the small things that count. Like Lavina just said, if it's something that makes somebody else smile, you've done a big thing. Don't think that it's in vain, you know. Don't eat too much. Don't hurt yourself eating. Don't bust your gut eating. I'm gonna just, you know, thankful for the stories and stuff like that, and just pray that everybody have a safe and blessed day, and you know that it is not about the history, it's about the tradition it actually builds, and enjoy your day. And again, a shout out to my co-divas Rachel and T. Happy Thanksgiving to you ladies as well, and to your families. On that note, I'm chucking up the deuces. I got things to do, and again, I thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for calling in and keeping me company tonight. And have
happy
a happy and blessed Thanksgiving
to
everybody. Safe travels to those that are traveling
as
well.
Let's all say that one time. 1, 2, 3.
Happy Thanksgiving. Cut that up.
If this is y'all first time tuning in, this is boy Chick the Comedian. You're listening to Fallout Comedy on GQ Powers Radio. If you're listening on your computers right now, I need you to call them at 646-238-38. This is your boy Chick the Comedian. Right now, we having a Thanksgiving show. I don't know where y'all at right now. Maybe you're home by yourself. you wait for your significant other to come home. Me right now, I'm with my family. That's right, I'm with my family right now. We're getting in for Thanksgiving Eve, because this is what we do. We're preparing the food. We're getting for all the family to come down. All they gotta clap it up right now. If you're listening out there right now, you can clap it up. Right now, it's Kiki Powers Radio. Thanksgiving Show! Yeah, and the reason why, I'm going to tell you right now, I had to get off. My CEO called me today and said, listen, do you want to be off? I said, nah, I don't want to be off. You know why? I think that we need a Thanksgiving show. I think right now that people need to hear some laughter. Because I don't know about y'all, I think I grew up in the funniest family ever. And that's what my interview is going to be about today, yo. When I do my monologue, y'all listen to right now, we're going to talk about family, man. Family is the most important thing. I don't know if I still got y'all. I'm going to give y'all a little background about myself, man. My grandmother ain't around no more. My mother ain't around. But, yeah, my aunt is like mama. And her husband, listen, we don't even want to talk about him right now. Let's just say right now, he's a single child, and he ain't trying to hear nothing. If you come over the house right now, you got a 12-pack, like you can't get in the house. So that's what we do right now. We went to make it store. We went to get a 12-pack to make sure my uncle Y, my aunt is okay. We got the blackout peas. Right now, they're in the cold weather, making sure they swell up. We got sweet potato pies. We got pumpkin pies. We got chocolate, double chocolate cake. Yeah, clap it up right now for Thanksgiving, man. We with your family right now. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. Listen, y'all, we're going to have a heck of a show right now. So it's really going down. This is like a live show. If y'all don't know right now, if y'all listen to YouTube on the internet right now, this is not a pre-tape show. My aunt is on the phone right now, negotiating right now who's going to be able to come to my aunt's house. So we have, she has the best Thanksgiving going on. There's nothing else you can learn that we don't have. My uncle right now, he has my son. They both life-centered, so they're blending in and having a good conversation with each other. Man, we're doing real big things right now. My daughter's doing the homework. She's on punishment, but I'm still spoiling her. My wife's somewhere right now, Madden. And I don't care. Clap it up right now because it's Thanksgiving. This is what family do. Clap it up one more time. Yeah, man. I'm going to just talk about family. Like, when I grew up in my family, man, we had the funniest family ever, y'all. The funniest. Like, the reason why I'm a comedian right now is based off my two uncles. My two uncles, his name is Uncle Omar and Uncle Hassan. We ain't got to go no further than that right now. I'll go, yo, yo, oh, and my uncle listening right now, you already know. Now, the reason why they were so funny, I didn't realize that when I was little kids, is that they was high most of the time. I didn't know that. I thought most of them were sober. But as I grew up into a man, I realized that sober people do not do the funny shit they do. They do not do that. Yes. We are not, this is family shit right now. We're not hot. From the family, everything is funny right now. Yes, my uncles and them got hot. They got dope pie. And I don't know if you know what dope pie is, right? Let me just tell you how dope pie is on Thanksgiving. You'll be sitting there on Thanksgiving, telling jokes, playing spades. They're liable to just pass out for a few seconds, and they come back like they wasn't passed out. You ever been around somebody that sniffs dope? And they'll do it. When they go like this, they nod off. I'm like, what'd you just say? And you just think them not off, but they swear to God, for anything they love, they just ain't not off in front of you. Man, you know, you're tripping right now, because I've seen it happen in real life. They act like it was a small rent that, yo, this ain't really what I've seen. This is why I deal with my uncles, man. So that's why I'm sitting around my good uncle right now. You know how he's a good uncle? He's been with my aunt for over 20-something years, y'all. Clap it up. My uncle realized, he looked at me just now and said, damn, Miss Allen was 25 years? My son said, ooh. I said, damn. He said, ooh, you know, that's a curse word. Right? I teach my son good. But my uncle's been around a long time, man, and we were just talking about it's crazy. And he's sitting there talking about relationships and things about, my uncle's never had, like, good girlfriends. And by them not doing right with their stuff, they lost all of their girlfriends, man. I don't understand, like, one of my uncles right now, his old girlfriend is like the first lady right now. She's like Michelle Obama. Like, so every time he sees her on TV,
You know that I'm gonna mess up. I'm gonna mess up. You got what I'm saying right now? Like, you know, Facebook, like, you don't even have Facebook, but I'm Facebook friends, and I look at her. She's like in Cancun. She's like in the Bahamas. She's in Africa feeding the needy children. My uncle right now is sitting from the same liquor store talking about, like, let me get $5. Let me get $5. He done got $5 for so many people right now that he can't even register. There's like 7,300 people trying to kill him for $5 right now. And yeah, this is the family show. My other uncle, he's with a girl right now. He was telling you that his wife, and what he just telling right now is really like somebody who had in your pocket. You know, you got like 5 cents in your pocket. You keep it there just in case you need it. That's how she is with her. But if he has a girl, he has multiple girls. Like, he just kick them out. You know what, for 2 days, my uncle right now is feeding, let me say right now, my uncle is feeding my girls right now. My uncle right now is smoking for 2 days. That's my uncle right there. That's my uncle. My uncle has been doing the same job for the last 20 years with no advancements. He drives a car off when you come out of the car wash. For 20 years, he's a professional car driver. I don't know if you can do that right now, but I need to play all in here right now. Professional car driver for 20 years. Like, when he started off, he was the guy right there that wiped off the windshield. The next thing you know, he turned his daughter to wash off the doors. Right now, he's the one to be retired. But right now, he has a job with many advancements. Many advancements. But, yo, I'm going to talk about my family. I'm not going to talk about yours. So, but what you have to do with me, what I need to do is I need you to call in at 646-238-3838. It's Thanksgiving Eve. I know I got some things about y'all family that will bug us out. If you're listening right now, make sure you call in at 646-238-3838. When we come back right now, we're going to reveal some stuff in family that hasn't been talked about right now. We're going to talk about it. You know your family got those secrets? We ain't talking about the welfare secrets. We wonder why your kids ain't been good plan for school lunch all these years. We already know you're on welfare, you're on subsidized housing. Not that. Call us on here some good secrets. This is what we're doing. Fan of Comedy Wizards with your boy, Chick the Comedian. This is a pre-Thanksgiving show. I did not sign off like anybody else, baby. We're doing our show right here on GG Bars Radio. And yo, Richard, if you're listening, play us a song right now till we come back. Like, we got a fake commercial break. Because I'm not going to pay. I'll be for a living. I'm so mad, man. Play us a song till we come right back, man. This is the real. Yeah.
Thank you.
Scribby right here.
Pray for my
Happy New Year. And listen, y'all listen to the funniest comedy thing right now. My aunt right now is dragging out pillows and blankets. So me and my wife and my family can sleep on the floor. It's really going down right now. We really have a Thanksgiving family right now. If you have a Thanksgiving family, if you're listening, call in at 646-238-38. This is what we do, GQ Powers Radio. Make sure you press 1. We need you to interact with us right now because I'm the only one that's talking about my family, and I don't want them to go crazy on me. So come in. Talk about them. So clap it up for that right now if you got a funny family. And Rich, clap it up right now if you got a funny family. Because you're controlling the buttons right now. I am so happy right now because my aunt is sitting here like this. I am so proud of you. You got on the radio show. You used to be in the street, and now you're really doing good with your life. She's really sitting down right now. But listen, like we said right now, man, listen. I got my family right now. They're going all crazy. Right now, we just had somebody walk into the door right now. We're going on right now. Listen, man, we got a whole other topic right now. Listen, this is like a blast from the past right now. This is like Budweiser and Coors Light come together after all these years. That's exactly what it is right now, man. Man, it's real crazy going on right now, man. Yo, listen, man, that was right now, y'all. He just walked in the door. The door is usually locked in my aunt's house, but he lives in a white neighborhood, so you don't lock your door. The car open right now. We got to worry about nothing. Only we worry about is bears. You worry about bears and beavers. That's it. And all we worry about is bears and beavers. You don't walk out the house and there's a beaver by your car? So you got to make a decision like this. Am I going to go to work today? And I'm going to call and say, there's a beaver by my car. So black people are used to beavers by their car. White people say, like this, get out of here, beaver. Get out of here. Black people say, I almost got killed, deranged, and murdered by a beaver. Now, I'm going to say happy right now. Because as y'all know, I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about myself. Listen, I'm 35 years old, family. And I can count on my hands how many times I've been home to spend Thanksgiving with my family. This is a true story, y'all. Like, I got bug out with y'all, but y'all already know my testimony, man. I've seen about 17 Thanksgivings. I've been a grown adult, and about six of them I've been home for. This is a true story, y'all. 6 to 7, man, but y'all already know, y'all messing with Chick the Comedian, Fall Out Comedy Wednesdays. I am no longer caught in that type of lifestyle, man. I tell joy to the Lord. I tell joy to the women. This is what we do. This is what we do right now. I'm in my aunt's house, right? She has, like, carpet everywhere, and my son is upstairs. So she said, the hell with your radio show, go get your son. So we're looking for my son right now. He's in there right now. She said, that's what she said. Come on. Sit down. Okay, come on. Come on. That's the oxygen you have. Come on. He's in my. Man, he said no. My son, this is me. Look, is y'all listening? Is y'all listening?
Who told you to be stuck?
Hey, cut.
You don't know a crook.
Say, please.
Say, please.
He said, please. You got to do it to you, Dada. My son is real serious. He's still up in my eye. That's typical of black people. It's just start spilling. You go see your people's eyes, Thanksgiving, these guys get start spilling. You don't got that family right now, you got a rock their kids. You really ain't got nothing, but they're going to see to find anything to steal. They can steal the old Pac-Man Atari game. They don't even got Atari. They don't even got Atari. Why did you steal the Pac-Man Atari game? There's no reason. They used to steal Atari. Hey, if y'all having fun right now, I don't know. I am so sorry to say right now. But listen, if my producers is trying to reach me, I told you I'm in the boondock. I have no internet service, but I have phone service. So if you need to tell me, I got somebody in line. My phone number is 973-592-7263. Tell my producers, because you might don't know it. And tell anybody else that might be listening, you might want to hit me up personally. Because that's 73-592-7263. That's the only call of radio station at 646-238-88. This is what we're doing, GG Pounds Radio, every day, every week, right here on Fall on Comedy, man. We got so many shows going on. I want to give a big shout out to Adidas Wild, who is my show, tonight. Even though there's only one diva. Yeah, one diva right now. Just shout out to Andy. You got the whole show down. But Tia Richie, they have some things to do. They said, I am not calling in tonight. I am not calling in. I got some things to do. But your boy, keep the comedians here, man. And one thing I also want to talk about, man, I don't want to be jumping around because, like I said, this is a family show. We're going to talk about family. Me and my uncle, right, we went down here to ShopRite. And if you know about a ShopRite or your local supermarket, you know what I mean? They are an equal opportunity employer. But you're starting to hire a lot of things at ShopRite. Best you need people. You don't want to call them the name that we used to call them years ago, but now you got to call them special needs people because they will shut down your shop. They will shut down your shop. The sponsors that are, but now it's special needs people. And me and my uncle will tell you right now, he's walking out of the shop right. So there's a man with a wheelchair. He's got a wheelchair right now. He got his security hat on. He got a security jacket. He got a security glove and he got a security bag. He rolls up on us like this. He says to us, can I see your receipt? Listen, people, this man is in a wheelchair saying to us, can I see the receipt? Listen, this is the true story, y'all. My uncle says the man in the wheelchair, what you going to do is I'm going to show you how to see. He said, that's what they're going to do, man. So he found the wheelchair and said, ha, 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 ha. Got you, yo. You got me. I'll talk to you later, man. Hey, love you, bye, man. So big shout out to the guy with the wheelchair. He's got a good job. Hey, I think I just gave my phone number out just now and somebody just called me. Right now they're trying to call me right now on the show. And I don't even know what the phone number is. It said a missed call from 1-2-3-2-A-B-C-D-7-9. So big shout out to the scripted phone number guy who has letters coming up as his number. I am definitely not answering that. So right now, you have that much pop. When I answer the phone, it might come to that note. Big shout out to Raheem right now. Raheem is in my kitchen. I haven't seen Raheem in years. He has black and gray, y'all. Black and gray. Hey, that's what you know. When you get so old like that, you just take the blessings. You know what? I'm going to start doing like this. All these new guys are blessing their way in front of me. I'm going to go backwards because like this, I'm not like everybody else. So he's the original right now, and he got good Puerto Rican here. Even though he's from the Dominican Republic, this guy's feeling his job right now, people. Yeah, a man coming. He still got a little picket tail in the back. By way of Mark. This child is precious. But they've been together so long, man. Listen, I don't know the world right now. But listen, I need to get some good pleasure, y'all, because I feel a little good. We do our thing on Gigi Beck, your Fairbox Comedy Wednesdays. And yes, I know you got another star for me, man. I need about to get my composers together, because right now we really got to go, really got to go in, man. And I need 3 minutes because we need to jump in the car. My son just doomed himself. We just realized we only got one diaper, and I came down here, so I got to go down to the shot light. So I might actually see the head kick, y'all. Have it right now again. We got to go see him. This is Geek & Bob Radio, Fallout Comedy Wednesdays, with your host, Chick the Community. Yeah! We'll be back right now, man. Yeah, 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 man. Man, stop, man, good, man. I'm not wrong. We're doing it. Chick the Community.
People, if you see the best man holiday, you cry.
My eye sitting up here, getting cloud, but she's hardcore right now. She done had a whole bunch of things happen in her life. She ain't deep. That's not real. Women are expensive like that. But I'm about to put something out there to y'all right now. Do y'all know that most of the calls from the Best Man Holiday are married or in a relationship with friends? Did y'all know that? Crazy. Crazy, y'all. Crazy. I don't have many good white women. I don't have one. But if you got a snow bunny, love your snow bunny. Now, women, why are you mad at a man having a snow bunny? Obviously, you couldn't find him a blog bunny. When you're out in the forest and you're hungry, it doesn't matter if a black bunny or a white bunny come across your trail. You're going to shoot at it. So big shout out to all the guys that shot at white bunny. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. I know it was mad at me. Y'all are mad at me. Y'all are mad at me. But like I said, man, we sitting right here with family, and this is Family Thanksgiving Show with your boy, Kick the Comedian, man. We doing some big things right now. What I'm about to do is I'm about to step outside, right, because we got a lot of background. We have to go. This is so real right now because we down here in Hamilton Square, New Jersey. And if you've never been to Hamilton Square, New Jersey, you already know that when I came down here, I was the fourth black person to ever step down here. So right now, I'm like the fourth black person. And my wife is the fifth. My brother is the sixth, and my son is the eighth. So right now, we're doing it real big. And then my aunt and my uncle and her two kids are the only black people that live in the city. We're doing it real big right now. Like, right now, I'm sitting on the outside chair. Black people, who has the outside sofa? My aunt has the outside sofa. I just got me an inside sofa. Because a lot of black people, y'all sitting there, man, y'all living on love seats. Right now, I was living on a love seat. She has an outside sofa. Now, I'm going to just tell you right now, there's a difference between love seat and sofa. If you don't know, go Google it right now. You'll see the difference. You're going to see that you have a love seat right now. And most black people have a love seat. White people have a love seat and a sofa. But no, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about family, man. I'm just really happy right now. Like, yo, if y'all all listening to my show, y'all already know, 3 years ago, I was sitting in federal prison. 3 years ago, I was sitting in federal prison, man, doing a count up, being told when I can eat, when I can use the bathroom, when I can place a telephone call, man. So God has been good in my life, man, and 3 years later, look where I'm at right now. I'm touring all over the country on radio show. I'm blessed. I got a family. I got so much right now, man, that's going on in my life. I always want to thank everybody that has a part of that. Just stop the music right now. You're listening right now because I always try to put some seriousness into it because it's Thanksgiving weekend. It's family. So I can make y'all joke and everything like that about my family, but I also have another family. I have my radio family. So I want to give a big shout out to Rich, Money, and Lavina, man. Yo, you got to understand, these two people right now, they know me from a can of paint. They took the word of another person, which her name was T. Holland, and they said, this dude is funny. He deserves to hear his voice heard on a weekly basis. And you know what they did? They said, T, because we have respect for you, I'm going to have respect for him. And we met each other. We did some big engagements, and we showed up and showed out. And yo, I want to give them much love because you know what they do? They do this every day, man. They do this every day. Clap it up. If there's a time to clap it up, clap it up. It ain't even about money, because right now, like, yo, I don't know if y'all know about Rich. Rich used to be out there with Kumo D, the Delphonics, Blue Magic. Yo, he could be doing a whole bunch of things right now, man. Lavina right now, she's blessed by God. She's been touched by God, actually, I do believe. And she could be doing all types of things in ministry right now. But you know what they do? They wake up every morning and say, you know what, we need to get things right for GQ Palace Radio. We need to get things right for our host. We need to get things right for this movement. So that's why I represent this movement. That's why I'm here right now on Thanksgiving Eve with my family, sharing with my family, doing it for my family. This is what we do, y'all. That's what we do. I love y'all all. Big shout out to the Diva Squad too, because they precedent, they precede my show. Because without them, I probably don't even have half the listeners that I have. But you know what? I do have them now. That's what we hear right now. Look, it's 9:40 right now. Yeah, look, my aunt just walked out. Actually, right now, this is real. If my family like this, Mom, we got to leave right now. We got to right now, because there's so many family members right now, because Thanksgiving dinner is not ready. So we got to hit the 99 cent in New York right now. We got to got like 20 burgers. That's my fault. My aunt right now, my aunt be ready. She like this, I'm not playing with you. I don't care about your radio show. I need to move my car out. We need to go get my daughter, because she's living in Charlotte right now. Look, let me tell you how little this is right now. We're moving the car right now. Look, this is what we're doing. Y'all about to hear the car like this. This is not scripted, y'all. Look. Boom. We're about to move the car right now. This is not scripted, y'all. This is what we do right here on GK Files Radio. We bring y'all into the life that we have right now. We are really doing this right now. This is real. Like, I'm backing up the car right now. Or the podcast right now. We could drop. Matter of fact, look. Yeah. Okay. So you know my confidence is good. You just told me I got a car seat in my car. You just told me. I thought I was Big Timmy just now. Take care. We about to jump into the Benz right now. We about to jump into the Benz and go get my niece. She's like, no, you got a car seat. Have you ever seen a Benz with a car seat? No, you haven't. You know why? Because people have the Benz. They are not about family. They are selfish. They literally can't put a car seat in the Benz. That's why they buy a Benz. I hope y'all listening, man, and know that I do this for real, man. I really love y'all because I thought I was going to be a filling whole show. I think I'm about to leave you. Hold on. Yeah, y'all listen. This is a real live interview right now. Y'all leaving me? Am I going with y'all? Right now, GQ Powers Radio, we are getting in my art car right now. My art car is feeling like how I did when she got some dealership. Because she said, you never know when I need to bring it back. She said, I never know when I need to bring it back. Because I'm eating my shit. She said, don't eat in my car. She said, from any day my credit can change. Hey, listen. Stop the laughing, y'all. Because y'all making me laugh. I can't stop laughing. Listen, when I grew up, I thought I had the funniest family ever. I always say this to y'all right now. And my aunt is like the person for letting you know if you're a good comedian or not. She tell you right now, Kevin Hart is not funny to her. Because she done seen so many comedians through her life. She said, yo, you know, a comedian has to have his own material. A comedian must have things that attribute from his life. And we're not here to talk about Kevin Hart. Because, you know, he blazed on the stage. But I really take my aunt critic as being, like, the thing. She still got all VHSs of all the Def Comedy Jam. Not that stuff you buy right now. She has the original recording with the original commercial. The original commercial. Call me over my eye, man. Call me over my eye. She's going to live like good her life. So, you know she has to have a nice house, but she still keeps a VHS. All of us have made decisions right now. If it's not DVD, I need to throw that shit out right now because my apartment does not have enough cars to see. I need to throw that shit out. I'll buy later on. Right now, me and my wife, we live in an apartment. We both just moved into a new house. I said, yo, the same money I'm going to go buy a bunk bed. Change that one bedroom into a two-bedroom. That's what I did right there. Literally with a bum bed. They act like you know what he's talking about, because some of y'all grew up with two bum beds in a small ass room. Five, like what I said, five people slept in that joint. The fifth person decided who bed they was going to sleep there and piss in that joint at night time. This is the sign, I was pissing your bed tonight. You're like, bam, I just bought DC. So I said, y'all laughing. And listen, y'all, I did that. We're in the car right now, and my dad used to like 1%. So if y'all don't hear from me, if this thing go out, y'all, I want y'all to know I've been listening to GQ Dog Radio for that comedy with your boy Chick the Comedian. We do this each and every Wednesday on GQ Dog Radio, broadcastradio.com. You can check me out at 6:30 to 6:38. Just press whatever you want to be on the line. Like I said, I have no internet reception because we're down here in the boondocks. Well, everybody got good credit, but they got good credit in reception. Good credit in reception. Would you trade me a good show? Somebody right now said, I got to keep my credit because they got good credit in reception. So my engineers right now are saying, you have a call for such and such. I don't know who such and such is right now because I can't check my internet reception. Right now, man. I love y'all. Like, I don't know when my phone goes go out, but we're bugging out right now. We're actually going to pick up my cousin because, like I said, this is a family show. Thursday. I had the option of not being on my show right now. So I hope y'all appreciate me sharing my love right now. I'm sharing my love. I know we did not. Share my love. Thank you. I had a nice voice before the Jiggum and Jaws were introduced to my life. I used to actually sound like Tevin Campbell. I'm not saying, man, we're going to need to leave that for another day. Like I said, man, this Chick the Comedian, man. What we doing right now, we're picking up my cousin with Shot Right, and we're in the vice section of Shot Right. They got pizza on sale, the fratello cheese pizza for 99 cents. Did I say it right? If I didn't, that's because I'm black, and we're not used to good stuff. We're not good to good stuff. They never say a name right. My eyes said, no, that's not right. It's a Chessie. It's a Chessie. It's Chessie. That's what she said. You didn't say that right. Where are the Italian town? Only thing I know is Clydesdale. That's all I know. Everything in the refrigerator, Clydesdale ketchup, Clydesdale mayonnaise. This shot of Clydesdale mayonnaise, the nastiest thing ever. You ever had Clydesdale mayonnaise on a good tuna sandwich? It does not taste that good, people. It does not taste that good. That is Puerto Rican ketchup that's made in Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, my heart is hurting right now, y'all. I just hurt myself. Yeah, I need some time to prepare myself right now. So, Rich, I know you got many fans for us right now. Rich, matter of fact, I forgot who you told me it was. We did the song by an Atlantic Star. But sorry, y'all, I forgot that people because the artist I didn't know. This is from the 70s and 80s, so he knows what Atlantic Star is. I didn't know they made that song. But right now, we got to play another song before we roll out right now. I'm going to Shot Right because we have the right Shot Right to get good deals. Mom said, shh, shh, be quiet. White people are watching us now. This is DC Power Radio. What's your voice? All our comedy. Chicken thing, man. We'll be right back after this song. Rich, play something for me, man, before I get in trouble with my TV.
Maybe I'm going back. cash too. I give you something bigger just to tell your too. Swag on them even when you drag casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. 10 or 100 years, not there would I pull up on that, let you pass me by. Nothing like your leg, yeah, he too square for you. He don't smack that to pull your hair like so I jail watch, and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get confused. You this pimp.
The comedian, we actually in shot right now. Yo, it's real crazy right now because we in shot right doing my live show. Make sure you call in at 646-238-38. Everybody looking at me at shot right now like, yo, he's fronting. This is not really a radio show. What is he doing? My auntie needs to be quiet. We can't do this down at the white people shot right. We can't do this. Let me go on this radio show right now. We here live right now because everybody know my aunt down here. Why are you going to bring your nephew down here? He acting all crazy like that. Yo, I might got a few, like I might got 60 seconds left on my phone. Because my phone's about to get dirty, y'all. I really thinking about charging it. Like I said, I almost didn't know I was doing my show because I was so enwrapped with my family right now. But what we going to do right now, we're going to grab a customer right now so we do an interview. Hello, sir. You're on the Chick and Chick radio show at GQ Pop Radio. 646-238. Can you introduce yourself?
Tommy Scott.
His name is Tommy Scott. Tommy Scott, tell everybody what you're doing with your family right now. He's clapping up for you. He said he's doing some last minute shopping for Thanksgiving. So Tommy Scott, we're talking to you right now. Do you have a crazy family member that's coming over that you don't really want to see, but you got to feed them because they ain't got no food?
To be honest, I don't.
He said, to be honest, he don't, because we're down here at the place in New Jersey where everybody got their family together, and Tommy Scott kept it real. We want to thank you, Tommy Scott, for coming out for the GQ Pop Radio Show. We got to have him sign off for a film. He's just thinking super real right now, y'all. Super real. We're walking around Scott right now, getting interviews from people right now. Hold up, we got a shot right manager right here. Excuse me, sir. You're listening to GQ Files Radio with Chick the Comedian. Can you do your name right now for my show?
Joe.
His name is Joe. Come here for Joe, y'all. Ah, she's good that day. So, Joe, you work for Southlight, right? Can you tell us what you're doing right now?
I'm working produce.
We got Joe. Come here for Joe and produce. He's looking real busy. We don't want to mess with his day, y'all. Joe said he's trying to get up out of here right now. I can't even find my aunt because she's so embarrassed by me right now. She said, I'm not with you. You're not my family. My aunt said, you're not my family. You're just walking up interviewing people. She said, stop. And right now, my aunt said she heard, but right now, we got two security guys coming up to me right now. Right now, hold up, y'all. They about to grab me right now. So, y'all been listening to GQ Powers Radio.
Chick the Comedian, Fallout Comedy. Call me at 646-200-200-238-38 for my bail money. They about to lock me up. So we're about to end our show right now. I want to thank Rich. I want to thank Lavina. I want to thank the Diva Squad. I want to thank everybody listening right now, Jiggy Valley Radio. Make sure you clap it up for me right now, because it might be the last time. It's a family show, y'all. We're out right now, y'all. I got the very much on top. We ain't stopping right now. They're not appreciating like this. So I love y'all, man. And hey, Rich, play a song for us going out right now. It's the real Thanksgiving show with your boy, Chip the Comedian. We out, baby. 1-1.
I need Jesus. You need Jesus. We need Jesus.
Everybody needs him. Every time I turn around.